ब्रजभूमि। नाउ दिस वर्स ऑन द बोर्ड टेक्स्ट 16। ऐश्वर्य ज्ञानेति सब जगत मिश्रिता, ऐश्वर्य शीतिल प्रेमे नाहि मोर प्रीता, ऐश्वर्य ज्ञानेति सब जगत मिश्रिता, ऐश्वर्य शीतिल प्रेमे नाहि मोर प्रीता। ऐश्वर्य ज्ञानेति सब जगत मिश्रिता, ऐश्वर्य शीतिल प्रेमे नाहि मोर प्रीता।
ऐश्वर्य ज्ञानेति सब जगत मिश्रिता,
ऐश्वर्य ज्ञाने ते सब जगत मिश्रिता,
ऐश्वर्य शीतिल प्रेमे नाहि मोर प्रीता।
Matajis, what word meaning? Aishwarya Gyanete. With knowledge of the opulences, sabha, all, jagat, the world, mishrita, mixed, aishwarya shitila preme, to love, enfeebled by opulence, nahi, there is not, mora, my, prita, attraction. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Purport. After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with his devotees in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. One may understand the science of Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literature and thus become a devotee of the Lord and worship him within the regulative principles described in the scriptures. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Brajabhumi. One cannot understand the dealings of the Lord in Vrindavan simply by executing the ritualistic regulative principles mentioned in the scriptures. By following scriptural injunctions, one may enhance his appreciation for the glories of the Lord, but there is no chance for one to enter personal dealings with him. Giving too much attention to understanding the exalted glories of the Lord reduces the chance of one's entering personal loving affairs with the Lord. To teach the principles of such loving dealings, the Lord decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं। पदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपाम् साग्रजाताम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराध कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे, वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग गौर पूर्णिमा नॉट जस्ट हियर बट ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड। डिवोटीज आर इधर अराउंड द ग्लोब, दे आर मेकिंग प्रिपरेशंस फॉर टुमारो इफ देर इज अ नाइट देर, एंड सम डिवोटीज हैव गॉन थ्रू द मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम इन द इवनिंग वेटिंग फॉर फास्ट ब्रेकिंग, नॉट फास्ट ब्रेकिंग, अभिषेक। सो ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड वी सी दैट दिस इज अ वेरी स्पेशल डे। थिंग्स हैव चेंज सो मच इन द लाइफ ऑफ अ डिवोटी। इट वॉज इंडीड अ स्पेशल डे फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस बिफोर वी बिकेम कृष्ण कॉन्शियस। इट वॉज अ टाइम टू प्ले होली, बट नाउ इट हैज बिकम होली HOLY। वी आर फास्टिंग, वी आर praying, right? It's a day of prayers, Gaur Purnima, because the most merciful incarnation of the Lord ever seen in any scriptures, in any universe, has appeared on this very day. So we are just beggars, we are here, and what are we looking for? We are looking for the highest. We are all, of course, for me, we are not, I am at least not very qualified, but yet the aspiration is very highest, right? This is Kali Yuga. You always aspire for highest. You ask any student, what do you want to do? MBA karna hai. Kitna marks mile? 50 marks. Right? But everyone aspires a big goal. So Kali Yugaites are like that. They aspire big. So Krishna also knows. So Krishna also gives a big goal. Krishna praying. Remember every time in the morning or wherever we stay, we chant the Sikshashtakam prayers. So Sikshashtakam prayers like, निष्ठाचेतो दर्पणमार्जनम तृणादपि सुने चेन न धनम न जनम चल रहा चल रहा चल रहा एंड देन 10 ऑफेंसेस एंड ऑल दोस 10 ऑफेंसेस गो लाइक अ मोनोटोनस एंड एवरी डिवोटी हु क्लेम्स टू बी वैष्णव मस्ट केयरफुली गार्ड अगेंस्ट दिस ऑफेंसेस इन ऑर्डर टू अचीव कृष्ण प्रेम। एवरी वन स्टैंड्स लाउडली कृष्ण प्रेम। सोया भी होगा तो कृष्ण प्रेम बोल के वापस हो जाएगा। सो हाउ कम सडनली कृष्ण प्रेम बिकेम पार्ट ऑफ अ वोकैबुलरी एंड दैट टू सो लाउडली। कृष्ण प्रेम ही चाहिए, वी वांट कृष्ण प्रेम, नथिंग लेस देन दैट, राइट? इज ऑल बिकॉज वी केम टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियस मूवमेंट जस्ट 2 years, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year। इवन अ 2 month ओल्ड डिवोटी ही नोज व्हाट इज हाईएस्ट, कृष्ण प्रेम। and we are aspiring for that. Shavantu was mentioning one of his classes that Prabhupada has given the highest in a very easiest way. He has given his books, simple, understandable books. I met one nuclear energy engineering scientist who became a devotee 20 years back. I said, what made you become devotee? He said, I just saw a book, perfect question, perfect answer. Mujhe laga kuch to esoteric hona chahiye usme. I picked up the book, opened, and on that page, the person is asking, Dr. T.D. Singh, Bhakti Saurabh Damodar Maharaj. Prabhupada, who is scientist? He is scientist. This guy who is reading the book. Opened the first page, who is scientist? Prabhupada said, scientist means who knows as it is. He had never heard the definition of scientist in such an esoteric way. And he went on to read the whole book, then he ordered book from BBT, read the whole, whatever books were available, went on to become devotee. So Prabhupada presented the highest in a very simple way. And we are reading these books, we are reading, hearing lectures, and we all know, apne ko kya chahiye? Krishna Prem, bas uske niche niche. Krishna Prem in the mood of gopis, Madhurya Ras. We not know the spelling of Madhurya, but still we are aspiring for Madhurya. And all because Srila Prabhupada has given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is percolating now, we can see Srila Prabhupada's. He has given everyone access to that Krishna Prem. One devotee was getting initiated. He was from South India many, many years back. So he had a South Indian name, typical South Indians or South Indian names. And he was thinking, Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj should not give me a South Indian deity or South Indian dham name. I want Gaudiya name. So South Indian deity name, kya problem hai? Vardaraj Das, good name, right? Right? Mahalakshmi Devi Dasi. As long as initiation is happening, no problem. But he wanted to have a Gaudiya name. So finally Maharaj gave a Gaudiya name. Maharaj didn't know that he's praying intensely, I want a Gaudiya name. But when he got a Gaudiya name, he was very happy. So this is ISKCON. We are aspiring for the highest. Yet many of us are not having clue how to reach there. How to get Krishna Prem. We just were reciting this invocation prayers. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Namo Mahavadanyaya. And he has come to give what? Krishna Prem. So I thought, let us begin our discussion today with what is Krishna Prem, which we are all looking for. So I was thinking, Krishna Prem ka definition kaam milega? So kind of, I don't have knowledge of all the scriptures, but I went through Veda base, search kiya Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem bahut mila, lekin uska definition, succinct definition I was not able to get. Finally, Narad Bhakti Sutra, Narad Muni is trying to define Krishna Prem. So Narad Muni says, I am going to explain Krishna Prem. And do you know what Narad Muni says? He says, Krishna Prem is that which is very difficult to describe. That is the definition of Krishna Prem. So I was wondering, how can this be a definition? Krishna Prem is that which is very difficult to describe. Now, why Krishna Prem is so difficult to describe? It is because those who do not have Krishna Prem, they can't describe. Okay? And those who have Krishna Prem also can't describe. Why? Because those who have Krishna Prem, Nayanam Galadashudharaya, Vadanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira, they get choked up. How can they mention the experience they are feeling when they have Krishna Prem? So in this way, Krishna Prem is indescribable. Jiske paas nahi hai, wo bolne pa raha hai. Jiske paas hai, wo bhi bolne pa raha hai. So, what to do? Still people try to imitate and try to understand Krishna Prem. Prabhupada said one should not imitate Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem will come in due course of time. Right? Prabhupada gave an example of a neem insect. An insect which stays on a neem tree. One day, one insect on a neem tree, one person, he broke the branch of a neem tree. Maybe for Dhatu and all that. So in that there was one insect. So he saw the insect, see? And the insect kept flying and landed on a mango tree in the month of May, full of mango fruits. And then he was mentioning this insect was thinking, what is this tree? Where is the neem tree? What is this mango tree? And we are looking at the mango tree now, right? The whole year we don't look at mango tree, but starting from March, April, May, we start looking at mango tree, appreciating mango tree. Mango kab yellow hoga, badega, pakega. So he landed on a mango tree, but he was not able to appreciate the mango tree. Then he saw a big, fully ripe mango. He went near the mango and said, kya baas hai iska? This is horrible smell, the insect said. The insect went near mango leaf, tasted it. Thu, what is this taste? Neem tree ka swad kya hai? Neem ka kya swad hai? Kya hai? Then finally he put one of his front, whatever tentacles, whatever, into the fruit. And then, this is also bad. Srila Prabhupada said that people who are in this material world, fully involved in material activities, we are like neem tree insects. Even if Krishna Prem is in front of us, we will not understand what is Krishna Prem. We said, ye kya hai? Wo kidhar hai? Jo roj, jo prem ka aswadan ho raha hai. So you see, even to understand Krishna Prem, there has to be a platform of knowing what is Krishna Prem. There is no background, there is no reference point, there is no context. But still we are aspiring. Jo bhi hai, kya chahiye? Krishna Prem chahiye. So Krishna Prem is so amazing. God Govind Maharaj mentions, if you want to know Krishna Prem, just one line. Krishna Prem is so amazing that Krishna had to come to material world to relish that as Lord Chaitanya. That is enough for us to understand. Krishna ko bhi aana pada yahan par. Krishna Prem ka swad chakne ke liye. So this is what we are all getting in this special ISKCON movement, in this Gaudiya Sampradaya, a chance to walk on the path, tread the path, and receive Krishna Prem. One thing has to be very much important for all of us. Even though we may not know Krishna Prem, but there should be some yearning. Chahiye. Kya hai malum nahi lekin chahiye. Because if there is no yearning, there is no hunger, we will never receive. Like for example, if someone offers you a Mahaprasad plate, so there are three people who are offered Mahaprasad plate. One who is already full, plate bhara hai uska. Second, whose stomach is half full. And third is whose stomach is fully empty. Fasting kiya, isaj fasting kiya humne. Just imagine someone offers you Mahaprasad at evening 6:55. What is the time? 6:40. 48. See, everyone knows the timing also now. 6:48. If someone offers you special Ekadashi Mahaprasad, what will happen? Boli, itna kam. Like when you go for prasadam and someone offers you one sweet on fasting day, say, Prabhu, ek do aur mili hai kya? Prabhu, wo nahi le rahe, unka de do mujhe. Right? So, people who are having hunger in the stomach will relish the prasadam plate. So, we should also have hunger. Hunger for what? Krishna Prem. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in the Shikshastakam prayers, Tava naam grahane bhavishyati. When that day will come, bhavishyati, when I will relish Krishna Prem in the form of your holy names. So Gaudiya Vaishnavism means we are looking for, yearning for Krishna Prem. In fact, Gaur Govind Maharaj mentions, we are not even looking for Krishna also. We are looking for Krishna Prem. We say, what is this? We are not looking for Krishna. We are looking for Krishna Prem. Yes. Because if Krishna comes in front of us, but if you don't have Krishna Prem, we will be like Shishupala and Duryodhan. Saw Krishna, but couldn't understand who Krishna is. So better first Krishna Prem, and when Krishna comes, we will relish the beauty of Krishna. So that is the understanding. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned, don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. So serving Krishna, chanting his holy names and following Vidhi Bhakti, eventually we start yearning more for Krishna Prem. So therefore, in our Krishna consciousness, we have to first follow and then we get the result. One devotee was mentioning very beautifully, What is this following? Following the process of Krishna consciousness. Following the process of Krishna consciousness is not just speaking Krishna consciousness, but imbibing in our heart. The best preacher is one who follows and then speaks. Prachar, baad mein achar. No, first achar and then prachar. First we follow and then we speak. So, we always aspire that we want to serve our Guru Maharaj. If we get a chance to do charan seva of our Guru Maharaj, will that be not good? Could be difficult, but why not? Just imagine, Guru Maharaj comes to your home and said, I am very tired. Maharaj, please take rest. Maharaj, should I massage your feet? Yes, you can do. What will happen? Whole family will come. Massage feet of Maharaj, right? So you are aspiring, kabhi chance milega. Sometimes we keep photo of Guru Maharaj Charan and unko daba de rate, Charan Seva karte. So we aspire for Charan Seva. But Guru Maharaj is also aspiring something from us, and that is Acharan Seva. He is also wanting that my disciples should follow what I am teaching him. So Charan Seva is good, but most important is Acharan Seva. And this Acharan Seva, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and teaching us how to be a devotee. We'll discuss more in details. Now you see, the famous scriptures which we read regularly in our ISKCON is Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. See the flow, how it goes. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about bhakti. This is called bhakti literatures. Bhagavad Gita, the highest is yoga is bhakti yoga, Krishna teaches. But yet Bhagavad Gita also speaks about karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. We come to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't contain karma, dhyana, yoga, or jnana yoga. Bhagavatam consists only of bhakti yoga. But in bhakti, there are many flavors. There is Vaikuntha bhakti, there is Vidhi bhakti, Raga bhakti, there is Braja bhakti. All varieties of bhakti are even in Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrit is unalloyed Krishna bhakti. Krishna opens his own heart and reveals what is that Krishna prem which Srimati Radharani releases in Krishna's association. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to relish, before relishing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our moment. Our moment is teaching us we should distribute and relish. Like for example, just imagine the concept. Someone gets a prasadam plate and he starts distributing prasad first. Machao me khaunga. That's unprecedented. First you eat, dakar marne ka baj gaya to abhi baatna hai. Right? But that's Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went on distributing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the internal reason of relishing. But Mahaprabhu went on to distribute this first South India, North India, then East India, everywhere he went. And the remaining last, very beautiful, some few years, he was releasing that Krishna prem. What an idea, what a concept of giving. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, when he wanted to check, what is this Krishna prem? Lord Krishna entered into the mind of Srimati Radharani. From mind of Srimati Radharani, he entered into her heart. And Krishna entered deep into the heart of Srimati Radharani to understand what is this Krishna prem which Radharani is releasing. And there Krishna only heard only one sound vibration. And that sound vibration is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Amazing, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on to give his Hare Krishna mantra to everyone. Lelo. So Hare Krishna mantra, we may not know what it is, but it is that mantra which is full of potency of Krishna prem, which will give us Krishna prem. Right now we are doing it as a regulative principle. Karna hai roj. Chegara ka local pakadna hai roj. 8 baje ka attendance lagana hai roj office mein. Hare Krishna sola mala roj karna hai. So we are also like Vidhi Bhakti. But that's good. But the point is, what we are getting is already the highest in the form of this Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would relish this. In fact, Mahaprabhu would go around and whatever he would see, he would connect it to Krishna. Remember Krishna. Mahaprabhu would see a cow and suddenly remember cow's relationship with Krishna. And Mahaprabhu would remember a beautiful verse of a cow from Srimad Bhagavatam and quote. Mahaprabhu would see a deer and suddenly remember deer's pastime with Krishna. And automatically from his heart, a shloka from Bhagavatam would come about a deer in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this was how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing Acharan, and he was showing how to take it and how to relish it. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, all the granthas, all the scriptures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are teaching all of us how to take up Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu has come to teach how to be a devotee. So we know the beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance the day today. He was born in evening time, moonrise time, right? And happened to be eclipse. Eclipse is inauspicious. But Acharyas mentioned eclipse was not inauspicious. That eclipse was auspicious because Mahaprabhu wanted that to happen. And all the demigods were helping the Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make it happen. Eclipse came, so everyone in Narya district came and stood in Ganga. Because they all thought eclipse is ashubh, inauspicious. And that eclipse will harm us, will affect us. Negative energy will affect us. So positive energy should come. Today is the age of positive energy, negative energy. You know? Sakaratmak Shakti, Nakaratmak Shakti, what do you call all different names. So they entered into Ganga and they had heard in scriptures, what we should do, chant the holy name. Hari, 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 Hari. So everyone chanting Hari, Hari. So there are many people who are Muslims and they are thinking, hey, kya ho gaya inko aaj? What happened to these Hindus? They are all in Ganga, snan bhi nahi kar rahe, dubki bhi nahi laga rahe. They are in Ganga with half in the water and chanting Hari Hari, kitna Hari karenge? So they are smiling, they are laughing, making a joke. Hari Hari, Hari Hari. So everyone was chanting Hari Hari. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, telling everyone, this is my mission. To make one chant, everyone chant the holy name of Krishna. So Rahu, he eclipsed moon. He was thinking, Gaur Chandra has come, the most beautiful moon ever seen in the history of mankind. Inke samne ye moon ka kya kaam hai? So Rahu, even though it was not predicted, he engulfed the moon, it is mentioned. So that this moon, everyone concentrates on the main moon, Gaur Chandra Bhagwan. So the birth pastime, the appearance pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given so much in detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal. Every author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mangal, they give details and every detail varies. Every acharya sees the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his angle of vision of his devotion. And they see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his beautiful earthly pastimes. So, there are many, many reasons why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. And there are many, many stories in the past, hundreds of them, where Lord Krishna or Lord Narayan, they promised that they will come in Kali Yuga to deliver. They are all hidden. They are not seen. Those pastimes are not very prominent. Right? Like many people may ask, who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? We all know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but people ask, ye kaun hai Gaur Nitai? Sometimes you tell, ye Krishna Balaram hai, right? Just for making them understand who is Gaur Nitai. Why people don't know Gaur Nitai? If Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the most munificent of all incarnations, why only when you come to ISKCON, you become a devotee, then you know who is Gaur Nitai? The reason is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it to happen like that. He wanted to become in a hidden way. Channa avatar. Why? So we'll discuss that also. Why he wants to come. Let me take you to one pastime, beautiful pastime, of why Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this story comes in a beautiful book called as Chaitanya Mangal. In Chaitanya Mangal, Narad Muni, he is described as someone traveling around the globe with his veena in hand and chanting the holy names of Lord. We know the beautiful bhajan, Narad Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Nama Amani Udita Hoye Bhakat Gita Same. So Narad Muni is traveling with his veena and chanting the holy names. Who is Narad Muni? One of the best preachers of Lord. He has preached to people whom people could not even dream they will become devotees. But they became Mahabhagavats. Narad Muni preached to the son of Hiranyakashipu. That's most daring. Hiranyakashipu ko kaun preach karega? No devotee, no demigod would ever ask, let Hiranyakashipu become a devotee. They would all praying, let him be killed. Maradhanko. But that Hiranyakashipu's son, Narad Muni dared to preach. He knew he cannot go directly to preach him. So what was his preaching strategy? His preaching strategy was, when a child is in the womb, I'll preach. Now can you imagine? We have so much difficulty to preach with all our intelligence to our neighbors, our friends, family members. And he said, Bhakt banta hi nahi hai. And here is Narad Muni preaching to a child in the womb of his mother. And successful. Mother heard, she did not become a devotee, a child became a devotee. That's Narad Muni's potency as a preacher. Narad Muni preached to a 5-year-old boy, Dhruva Maharaj. We don't have children here, 5-year-old. But 5-year-old children, can you preach to them? Difficult. What to speak of telling them, go to forest, 6 months do tapasya, worship Lord Narayan, right? We tell them, chant Hare Krishna, well, abhi nahi baad mein. Small children, no? All mood pe hota unka. 6 months aake tapasya kya? Achieved mercy of Lord. So he became guru of Dhruva Maharaj. He became guru of Mrigari. So just imagine how potent, how big preacher Narad Muni was. Now Narad Muni is traveling. He is Trikala Darshi, past, present and future he knows. And he is visualizing. And his beautiful vision falls on earth planet as he is traveling. And then he watches. Closes his eyes. And a revelation comes. What's going to happen in future on the earth planet? And he realizes Kali Yuga is going to come. He goes deeper to understand what is this Kali Yuga. He goes through all the Kali Yuga era. And then he realizes, my goodness. All these people in Kali Yuga, they are suffering, yet they think suffering is enjoyment. And they have no leash, they have no iota of even aspiration for spiritual life. What will happen to them? So Narad Muni, who is a very potent preacher, has a track record of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Bhegari. He is watching all of us in Kali Yuga. He is thinking, inka kya hoga? What will happen to us? He has no clue about how to preach to Kali Yugaites. No clue. He starts crying. Really, Kali Yuga people are really worse. Huh? Narad Muni has no clue how to preach. And is thinking, kya karna chahiye? But we have to preach. He thought, I don't know how to preach, but someone has to preach to them. That's his compassion. And finally his conclusion is, only Krishna knows how to preach them. So let me go to Krishna and get this answered. So he closes his eyes and realizes, hey, Krishna is on the earth planet now. It's the end of Dwapar Yuga. Let me go to Dwarka, where Krishna is living now. Ask him the question, who is going to take care of all these fallen souls in this age of Kali? Meanwhile, in the earth planet, in Dwarka, Krishna is returning from Hastinapur. Krishna has helped Pandavas win the battle of Kurukshetra. Yudhishthira Maharaj has become king. So Krishna is finally returning. So Krishna's return information has already come. There was no WhatsApp that time, but Krishna had already told, I am going to come. And everyone knew that this is the day Krishna is going to come. But when he is going to come, no idea. You may think, "Arey, what's up? Kitna acha hota tha? Krishna would have just, and everybody would have come to know." But today people have WhatsApp, but there are so many groups. And even if latest information is there, problem is people don't look at the groups also. So there is nothing exciting about WhatsApp, right? Sometimes you have to write a message separately. Prabhu, look at the group. Some information has come. Please reply. Or uske baad phone karna, Prabhu, look at the message also. So, Lord Krishna didn't have WhatsApp, but he had the best communication. As soon as he came close to Dwarka, he lifted his conch shell, Panchajanya Rishikesho, and blew the conch shell. The way Krishna blew his conch shell, everyone, no matter where they were, sleeping, standing, walking, talking, everyone came to know. Krishna has arrived. Everyone jumped out of the window, door, wherever they could, came on the main road to welcome Krishna. There was no place to stand on the main road. People are standing on the terrace. People are peeping out of windows. Devotees were also standing on the trees. Just to welcome whom? Krishna. So different devotees welcome Krishna in different style. Narad Muni was watching everything from the sky. Wow. I came in the right time. Krishna just came. So Narad Muni was watching that devotees who are very junior to Krishna at age, they would come and offer obeisances, touch Krishna's feet. Dwarkavasis who are equal, brothers, sisters or like that, you know, friends, they came and embrace Krishna. Krishna kahan the? Where are you? You know? And then those who are senior, father, mother, aunt, uncle. So Krishna would go and bow down and touch their feet. Krishna's reciprocation. And one of them said, "Krishna, please come to my house. Today I have made Amras Puri." Krishna said, "Yes, I'll come." Krishna did not say Amras Puri. I'm just adding something. One devotee said, "Krishna, you come to my house. I have made Puri Bhaji." Krishna said, "Yes, I'll come." And one devotee said, "Krishna, please come to my house. I have made Puran Puri." Sorry, I'm speaking all this while you're all fasting. By the way, you should not eat Puran Puri or Amras Puri today. Tomorrow you can eat. Today is fasting. Ekadashi feast afterwards. And Krishna was saying yes to everyone. And Narad Muni was thinking, how can Krishna speak lie? He's saying, "I'll come to your home, eat Amras Puri, Puri Bhaji, Puran Puri. How? Why?" And then he realized Krishna immediately expanded. And no one knew Krishna expanded. Everyone thought that devotee who called Krishna to Amras Puri, he thought Krishna mere sath mein aa raha hai. That devotee who called Puran Puri, he thought Krishna is coming with me. Only Narad Muni could see Krishna expanded. Krishna expanded to millions of forms, went to each and everyone's house. So Narad Muni had to follow one form because he also wanted to do something. He had a big agenda, Kali Yuga agenda, what to do with these people who want to come Kali Yuga. So Narad Muni followed Krishna when Krishna was going to Rukmini Devi's palace. So Rukmini was excited. She called Krishna. She was so happy, smiling. She was really blissful. She made Krishna sit on the asana, took Krishna's feet in her hands, and then she started washing Krishna's lotus feet. She was so happy. Krishna was happy to see Rukmini, Krishna's principal queen. And she was offering water on Krishna's feet. Beautiful water was flowing. And meanwhile, Krishna saw Rukmini started crying tears. And those tears also were gliding and entering into that tub and falling on Krishna's feet. So there was Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, like Prayag Sangam on Krishna's feet. And Krishna was intrigued. Krishna asked Rukmini, "Why are you crying? I am here. You should be smiling. If I tell you that tomorrow I am going to Hastinapur, in separation you should cry. But why you are crying when just I have come? You are smiling and now you are crying." Rukmini Devi wiped her tears. Said, "This is not that crying," Rukmini told Krishna. "What is this? This crying and that crying. I don't know. Please explain that crying and this crying." Rukmini said, "This crying is joyful crying." "What is this joyful crying?" And sometimes, you know, kids come and ask so many questions and finally said, "Tujhe malum nahi pada, bada ho ja." Hai ki nahi? Right? We say, na? You become big, then you'll understand everything. So Rukmini was like, you know, she is emotions she is not able to express. And Krishna is asking so many questions. So finally she said, you will not understand. And Krishna took this as a challenge. What? I can't understand? Just now on the battle of Kurukshetra, before the battle began, I gave the Bhagavad Gita. I told Arjuna, I know everything. I am to be known from the Vedas. I know the Vedas, past, present and future. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everything I know. And now, Rukmini is saying, I don't know. No, I know everything. Rukmini said, you don't know this. What is this? This, if you want to know, you have to become your devotee. Only devotee knows what they are relishing by serving you. You are taking service. But a devotee is relishing giving service. So that you can't understand. So Krishna took this as a challenge. No, I have to understand this. Mujhe ye janna hai. Rukmini, I will soon reveal what I am going to do in future. Just then Narad Muni descends in the palace of Rukmini. And Narad Muni also is now crying tears. So Krishna, for Krishna, Narad Muni is guru, right? Krishna had many gurus. We also, when you do IDCs, right? ISKCON disciple course, those who are done, those who remember, those who are not done can do it. Mention one Diksha Guru and many Shiksha Gurus, right? So Krishna had many Shiksha Gurus. We also should have many Shiksha Gurus. Srila Prabhupada learned from a postal peon. One postal peon came to Srila Prabhupada very early when Prabhupada was in Grahastha Ashram still. Prabhupada would write small leaflet like a magazine. So he came and said, Abhay Babu, you are writing magazines, people read and throw it, write books. Prabhupada said, my spiritual master spoke to him and Prabhupada began to write Bhagavatam. Prabhupada took that postal peon as his Shiksha Guru. So we know 11 canto Avadhut Brahman, 24 gurus, so many gurus we can have. So Lord Krishna had many gurus and one of the prominent gurus of Lord Krishna was Narad Muni. Narad Muni has come to Dwarka now and he is crying. Guru is crying, right? And Krishna is thinking, my wife was crying, you know, Guru is crying. Seems to be a crying day today, world crying day. So Narad Muni, what happened? Why are you shedding tears? Then Narad Muni gives a whole description. You know, I was traveling and I saw the earth planet. I saw the future is so bleak. Kali Yuga is coming. And I had no idea of how to preach to these people. Please Krishna, only you have Kali Yuga. Please do something for people in Kali Yuga. You have to take birth. You have to appear in Kali Yuga and preach and make these people who are good for nothing to make them devotee or make them Krishna conscious. Have some connection with God. So, Lord Krishna smiled. He looked at Narad Muni, looked at Rukmini and said, I am going to do two in one. I am going to fulfill two of both of your desires and Ichha. So Rukmini, you said that I can't understand till I become a devotee. So I have taken so many incarnations. Vara incarnation, Vamana incarnation, Narsingha incarnation. Different varieties of incarnation I have never taken devotee incarnation. So now this devotee incarnation I'll take. I'll come as my own devotee and I will relish this seva to myself and experience what you are experiencing. And Narad Muni, whatever I am going to experience, that experience I will share freely and make everyone into devotees. So Narad Muni was so happy. Rukmini Devi was so happy. Narad Muni asked, can we get a trailer of when you are going to come, how you are going to come, how you look as? So immediately Krishna appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and showed his beautiful form to Rukmini and Narad Muni. So this is the insight which Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur gives, one of the reasons of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that he has come to relish his own love, which is devotee's relish, and he has come to distribute that freely with everyone. So, we were mentioning that why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, the most munificent of all incarnation, why people don't know about Lord Chaitanya? Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kept everything password protected. If you want to know him, you should come to a particular association and through that association you will know. Right? right to information, right? RTI. Why? Because Mahaprabhu had to come in Kali Yuga and knew the highest, so he was very careful also. Mahaprabhu knew, if I tell everyone, I am Krishna's avatar, incarnation of Krishna, I am Lord Chaitanya, what would happen? In future, genuine devotees would have trouble, because there would be so many duplicate incarnations of Lord Chaitanya. Just imagine, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation was well known, then we would be confused in ISKCON, because every station there would be something on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Borivali mein Chaitanya Baba Mandir. Gandhivili mein Chaitanya Baba Samadhi. Goregaon mein Gaur Mandir. I think, yeah, kaun sa mandir sahi hai? Just like now, so many mandirs have come. Kalki Bhagavan has not come, but Kalki avatars have already come, started coming. Right? So Krishna avatar, Rama avatar, so many avatars, imitation is very easy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want anyone, any imitations. So he came in a hidden way. No one should duplicate him. And he came as a devotee. It's easy for anyone to, not easy, but anyone to say, I am Krishna's avatar, I am Rama avatar. All he has to do is do a makeup, take a dhanush in hand, do some miracle, right? Show Ram Leela in front of everyone, illusory. But if you want to become a bhakta avatar, then he has to carry a bead bag, wear a kanti mala, come for Mangala Arati, chant Hare Krishna, get initiated. That's difficult, right? How can someone imitate a devotee? Devotee was not difficult. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya came as a devotee so that no one imitates him. And so many people we meet while preaching. They come to temple. Said, I like ISKCON, huh? I like ISKCON Prasadam. But lekin main wo commitment nahi doga. Mujhe devotee banna nahi ISKCON mein. Why? Because you know, devotee banna matlab, then you come to Gaur Purnima and sit in a class with no chance of any water or food after that. And stay whole day. And if you don't come, people ask, aaj aaya nahi Gaur Purnima hai? So much of follow-up, right? Devotees do on us. So becoming a devotee is very difficult. So no one wants to get committed to Krishna consciousness. So that's why the pramana of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he is coming in a hidden way. So when you come in association of devotees, Mahaprabhu is revealed by devotees. And then we follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in a particular protected channel. And through that channel he is offering Krishna Prem. Hare Krishna mantra is everywhere. But those who are in devotees of Gaudiya Sampradaya, they know what is Hare Krishna mantra. It is not just Ganpati Aarti ke end mein Hare Krishna. It is the main mantra, the Maha mantra, which is a life and soul. Such a life and soul that for everything we chant Hare Krishna mantra, right? Kahi jana hai, bhool gaya kuch, Hare Krishna bol do ho jayega. Even though we're not convinced, but for everything Hare Krishna is working, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the Hare Krishna mantra through which we develop finally Krishna Prem. And what is Krishna Prem? This Krishna Prem is nothing but pure unalloyed bhakti. This is what we heard today in today's purport. Prabhupada is saying, Krishna was not happy. I have given bhakti, but people are taking bhakti in a majestic way, you know. Awe and venerance. Prayers, fearful. People, many people, they take up bhakti out of fear. Agar nahi karunga, to kuch to ho jayega ashubh. People go to temple like that. Many people go to temple. If I don't go, what will happen? Something wrong may happen. Better I go. Or sometimes people go to temple, not out of fear, but out of something to ask. Puja, la, pratishta. I'll get this, I'll get that. People say, mandir gaya tha, to mera kaam ho gaya. Tab se mandir regular jane laga main. People come for some other reasons. But the main understanding which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving is Shuddha Bhakti. I was giving a class just yesterday in one place in Maharashtra. One NDTV reporter came. And after the class he met me, he said, Prabhuji, poochna hai. Yes, what do you want to ask? Aapka jo do DT hai na, he was referring to Gaur Nitya on the altar. I have seen so many DTs. They are like this, they are like this. I have never seen a DT like this. Dono haath upar kyun kiya? Haath dukhte nahi unke kya? Why they kept their hands open? I have never seen anybody keeping their hands open. So then I am telling something which he will understand, right? can't speak of Krishna, Pramicha, I also don't know. So I said, see, when you surrender to Krishna, you pray to Krishna, you pray like that. But when you pray to Krishna, when there is nothing you have, anything which you can hold on, then you really go out of your way and raise your hands. Then I give an example, Draupadi. She was trying her best to get protection from husbands, from relatives, from all great generals in the assembly. Then she was praying for Krishna also, but she was also trying her best. Then finally she understood, I can't do anything. Then she raised both her hands and Krishna came immediately. The same way, Krishna prema or Shuddha Bhakti is when, Krishna, I don't have anyone. You are the only one I have. Everyone is fallible soldier here. They are going to help me now, but at time of death, they will not be there. At time of crisis, no one will be there. You are the only one. That is the understanding of Shuddha Bhakti, which Krishna prema takes us to. So, why Krishna prema and Shuddha Bhakti are such a difficult commodity that very few have, most of us don't have? Because when you get Krishna prema, then Krishna gets purchased. Krishna ko jeet sakte, Krishna ko capture kar sakte. Krishna is a currency which buys Krishna. Who can buy Krishna? Who can buy God? Can any of the religions in this world discuss on buying God? No chance. They will claim you are whatever, kafir or whatever. Aisa kaisa bol rahe aap log. But in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there is a concept of buying God. And that buying God is, we don't buy God, but through Krishna prem, Krishna is easily purchased. So, this Shuddha Bhakti, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering. Bilwa Mangal Thakur is a brilliant example of one devotee who has purchased Krishna. You know Bilwa Mangal Thakur? He was blind, a saint in Vrindavan. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur was once traveling, walking on Braj. And suddenly he could see there is some obstacles there. He was trying to jump on the obstacle, but he was not able to do. Krishna saw that his devotee was in trouble. So Krishna came, a small boy. He said, Baba, and hold his hand and took him across. The Baba, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, as soon as he caught hold of that boy's hand, he got some different emotions. He understood, this is someone different. It's not an ordinary boy. Because he could feel ecstasy in his heart. So as soon as he went across the place, obstacle, he caught hold of the hand. He said, Krishna, I am not going to leave you. Krishna is very intelligent, super smart. Krishna, immediately he released his hand and ran away. He said, Krishna started smiling. You can't catch me. I am Krishna. Bilwa Mangal Thakur said, you come. I want to touch you. He said, no, you can't touch me. You can't catch me. Then finally Bilwa Mangal Thakur said, you can run anywhere you want, but you can't run away from my heart. I have captured you in my heart. And Krishna said, yes, I can run anywhere, but I can't run away from my devotee's heart. My devotee's heart is like a prison, and they have captured me, fully locked. I can't go away from them. So Krishna gets purchased by his pure devotees. Mukundmala Stotra, King Kulashekar writes, Krishna has promised in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Aham Samudharta Mrityu Samsara Sagarat. I am the swift deliverer, not just deliverer, swift deliverer of my devotees. So in Bhagavad Gita, we have seen these beautiful photos, right? In that one photo is, one devotee is in the ocean. Can you imagine ocean? Aisa haath upar kiya hai usne. Aur upar se, from top, Krishna is coming in Garuda. And Krishna is not saying like this. Krishna is also making effort to lift him, right? So Krishna is taking effort in lifting. So Acharya has mentioned, why Krishna comes in 400 form? Why not 200 form? So Acharya has given explanation. Krishna comes in 400 form because Krishna wants to be perfect deliverer. Miss nahi hona chahiye delivery mein. So he keeps two hands in front of Garudji and two behind Garudji. Jo haath mil raha pakad lo, utha dunga main. So Krishna takes full, what do you say, I lost the word. Anyways, let's change topic. Krishna makes it very perfect and sure that he is going to deliver his devotee. See, in the ocean what happens, you know, the water is always moving. So devotee also will move like this, right? Ting, ting. So Krishna is going to, I am just thinking from my angle, you know. Krishna keeps his hand like this. वो आदमी उधर चले गया तो पीछे से कृष्णा उठा लेंगे वहां से. Krishna is so perfect and swift deliverer of his devotee. This is how Krishna becomes purchased by Krishna Prem. And therefore, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita at all times speaks about bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. Even in Ashtanga Yoga chapter, he speaks on bhakti. In the end, bhakti is everywhere in the Bhagavad Gita. One scholar once asked some disciples Srila Prabhupada, why your Swamiji is speaking about bhakti even in those purports, the translation has no bhakti. So they went to ask Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying like this. Tell him, for thousands of years, you scholars, you wrote Bhagavad Gita translations and kept bhakti away from it. Bhakti was thrown away. So I'm going to make up everything. In every purport, I'll write bhakti to cover up all that years of hiding bhakti. So Krishna speaks bhakti throughout the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, bhaktyama avijanati yava nyascha smitatvata. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prachyati tadam bhakti uparatam. In this shloka, there are two bhakti words. Sometimes people may think, Krishna ka shabd kosh vocabulary kam pad gaya. Ek poem mein ek cheez bana, ek word kam pad raha to bhakti dal diya phir se. His poetry is not like our poetry. Right? We make sometimes poetry glorifying devotees or glorifying someone. And then we keep the rhyming thing and in front we add something, you know. Krishna's Gita slokas are not like that. Krishna has added for emphasis, bhakti is the most important. Then Krishna says, bhaktosi me sakacheti rahasyam yetad uttamam. So Krishna is speaking bhakti, bhakti, bhakti in the Bhagavad Gita. And who is Krishna? Krishna is also called as Krishna Mande Jagat Guru. He is Guru. Who is Guru? Guru is that person, whatever he speaks, he follows. So one of the esoteric reasons Krishna was thinking, Maine itne baar bhakti, bhakti, bhakti bol diya. I have spoken bhakti so many times, but I haven't practiced it myself. I need to practice also. I need to practice it and teach it to others. So this is another explanation why Krishna decided to come as a devotee. To show, it's called Acharan Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is Acharan Leela. He came to show. Why he came to show? Because in Kali Yuga, we need to be shown. Philosophy doesn't work. Dikhana padta hai. Kali Yuga is age of dumb and dull people. We are smiling. We are part of that. Dumb and dull people. Right? Just imagine, today, our kids, they go to college and school. So there is college, there is school. After school, they have private tuitions. After private tuition, before exam, there is crash course. And still they latak-latak ke pass hote hai. So this is dumb and dull. You have so many facilities, but yet you always, somehow or other, we are not sure pass hoga ki nahi hoga. Age of dumb and dull. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would mention, Kali Yuga is the age of back benchers. Back benchers means piche baitha na. Piche ki baitha, why is sitting behind? Because he failed in that class. So when you fail in the class, you remain there. The other students from previous class come to your class. And then before the sitting arrangement is made, the teacher says, everyone stand in line as per your heights. So then those whose height is bigger, they go back bench. So you stay in one class for 3 years. Slowly, slowly you keep moving behind. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj mentioned, backbencher age means what? We failed in Satyuga. We failed in Treta Yuga. We failed in Dwapar Yuga. Now we are in Kali Yuga. And he mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a special teacher, a special tutor. Generally, if you go for an intuition class, which are very famous, they will first check how much marks you have got and then give admission. Marks or money. Then admission is there. They will never give a failure person, come join, because if he aa gaya to hamara naam kharab hoga. Right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's academy is unique. He is only looking at the backbenchers. Inko pass karke, inko aage badhana hai. Sabse top dena hai inko. Krishna Prem. So Mahaprabhu is teaching by his example to whom people who have failed many times. Therefore is Namo Maha Madanyaya, Krishna Prem Pradayate. So you find here so beautifully, our acharyas, our scriptures are giving us an understanding of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's benevolence, his munificent nature, right? He is a perfect person, the perfect Lord's incarnation has come. Krishna coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is for us, hamare liye, for us Krishna has come, just for us, right? So, one other aspect which I wanted to throw some light today was, someone was saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation 500 years ago happened, right? Srila Prabhupada once gave a lecture. Maharaj Radhanath Maharaj mentioning, Srila Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came 500 years back. 500 years back, just came. If you analyze, Brahmaji is one day, billions of solar years, one day of Brahma. In that one day of Brahma, only once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and once Krishna comes, original Krishna and original Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So in that sense, of so many billions of years, 500 is just now. So Prabhupada said, 500 years back just now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. But the point is, someone may say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years back, ho gaya. He came, he did his pastime, and he left. It is all done. Gaur Leela ho gaya. Is Gaur Leela still going on? That could be a question. Or are we just, it's like, Mohenjo-daro civilization, Harappa civilization. So Gaurang Mahaprabhu civilization aaya tha, unke tukde kuch milenge, artifacts. Are you looking at that kind of civilization? No. Gaur Leela is still going on. One time in Gaur Purnima, many, many years back, Gaur Purnima, Mayapur is a place which is like a place of a big, it's like a, so many people come to Mayapur and Gaur Purnima. Even the devotees who are in Gaur Purnima and Mayapur, they don't go out of the rooms because itne log aate. So many people come from all over Bengal to take darshan of Mayapur Dham. So it's very difficult to control people there, right? Crowd care is a very big task. So many times in Gaur Purnima, the ISKCON Mayapur temple, they make big pandals. So that everyone comes and sits there and they keep some entertainment program. So people are engaged, you know. So the best entertainment program is not lecture, is not an entertainment program. People don't like lectures. People like kirtan. But more than kirtan, people like videos, right? So then one Gaur Purnima, they arrange a big screen and they show whatever videos they had on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Golden Avatar, this one video. To dikha diya usko. Nadia Nimai, another video. Wo bhi dikha diya. Three videos. As soon as one video will end, when video is going on, pin drop silence. Thousands of people, pin drop silence. Everyone watching the film. Video ends, opposite commotion. Everyone speaking, no one is able to hear. Then another video start. Again pin drop silence. Three videos are gone. Third video ho gaya. And again commotion. So Jayapataka Maharaj that time was on the stage. He said, he announced, we will put another Gaur Leela video. So Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj came and told Purushottam Maharaj. He was narrating this incident. I went and told Jayapataka Maharaj, Maharaj, teeny video hai iskon ke paas. We only three videos of Gaur Leela. It's all done. Jayapataka Maharaj said, show iskon world video. But Maharaj, it is iskon world. It is not Gaur Leela. Jayapataka Maharaj, what are you saying? Iskon world is not Gaur Leela. So Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, Gaur Leela. You put the video. In ISKCON world, whatever, that time we had nice, now so many videos have come. So whole ISKCON, different temples, Prabhupada, going all these places, beautiful 45 minutes video was there. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj mentions in one of his class, he was thinking about it, that Jayapataka Maharaj mentioned that this is also Gaur Leela. I was thinking, how can ISKCON 500 years later is Gaur Leela? Gaur Leela ho gaya, 500 saal pehle. And then he said, no, ISKCON is also part of Gaur Leela. Because even today, we get glimpse of what would happen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. We have devotees chant in kirtan. Sometimes the kirtan goes for hours together. And we are dancing and dancing and dancing. And the kirtan ends, we all say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, more. How can it happen? We have no experience of dancing for 2 hours daily. But once in a fine moon, once in a fine day, we start dancing for 2 hours. We are so happy. He was mentioning, because in that kirtan, Mahaprabhu has come. We are not seeing him. Because in that Kirtan, Mahaprabhu has entered and therefore he is making everyone dance. That ecstasy comes. We all say, Maharaj, kya ananda aagya, ecstasy aaya. We use the word ecstasy many times. Ecstatic. So that has come because there is some glimpse of Mahaprabhu we see. And Gaur Leela is still going on. Srila Prabhupada is directly coming out of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gaur Parshad. Otherwise, how can someone preach in 12 years all over the world? We are trying to preach to ourselves for the last 12 years. No devotee bane nahi abhi tak. And he preached all over the world 12 years. Amazing. So, Srila Prabhupada is Gaur Parshad. Yes, actually Prabhupada's mention is given in Gaurang Mahaprabhu's literatures. Mora Senapati Bhakta will come. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that when I distribute Krishna Bhakti to everyone, people will run away from Bharat, go to here and there, all places. But soon my Senapati Bhakta, commander will come. He will go and travel all these places and catch people and give them Krishna Bhakti. It's mentioned in the Shastra hundreds of years ago, before Mahaprabhu came. Srila Prabhupada came. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is mentioning that soon there will be devotees who will come from Germany, Russia, England, and they will chant Jai Sachinandan Gaur Hari. 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithvite Achi Jatanagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoi Gumaranam. These are predictions of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in New York, initial days of ISKCON, was trying his best to preach. One devotee came and said, new devotee, Prabhupada would like to speak on a radio show. Prabhupada said, why not? Such an opportunity to speak. But Prabhupada, the radio shows go on until midnight. Prabhupada said, no problem. I can be awake. So then they took Prabhupada to a radio show, Uncle J radio show. The original time was 11 p.m. But by the time the time came, 1 a.m., Prabhupada had to wait. So 1 a.m., then Prabhupada went on the stage. And Uncle J was a very well-known person. Before he would call anyone on the show, he would make a thorough research of that person so that he would make sure that he would ask those questions which are difficult to answer, kind of pulling their legs. So Prabhupada came and said, Swamiji, said, I heard from India that no Swamis travel across the sea. So on a good point, Puranas mentioned, sannyasis and Swamis don't travel across the sea. Sri Prabhupada's reaction. Who said that? Now this person did not know because his syllabus was out of syllabus question. He only knew that somewhere it is written. Who said that? Swami, I don't know. And Prabhupada said, Prithvite Ache Jatanagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoi Gumarana. He did not even know what is that. Prabhupada said, 500 years back, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke this verse. And when he spoke this verse, he was thinking about me coming to America. Prabhupada could say that because Prabhupada knew that connection. This was Prabhupada. What miracles we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela happened when Srila Prabhupada was traveling all over the world. So many miracles. Right? Someone asked Prabhupada, please show us magic. Prabhupada said, this is my magic. 700 devotees from all over the world chanting Hare Krishna. This is my magic. My dancing white elephant, Prabhupada said. That's miracle. To make someone dance for 2 minutes by magic, but to make someone dance throughout their life is a big magic. The devotees change their lifestyle. Srila Prabhupada's miracle. Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj, one Srila Prabhupada's senior disciple and sannyasi in GBC, he's from Germany. So being a German, he did not know English, but he caught a book of Prabhupada in English. He was not able to read the book because he did not know English. Somehow that he began to chant because he met some devotees. So he got a chance to meet Srila Prabhupada. So he went to Prabhupada and someone was translating. So he told Prabhupada, I am not able to read your books because I don't know English. So thought Prabhupada said, don't worry, our books will come in German language. He thought like that. Prabhupada said, you can't read in English? Take a dictionary. Sit with dictionary and read my books in English. So he went back to Germany. He took a German, English to German dictionary, sat with the book of Prabhupada in English, and this is how he studied Prabhupada books. And by studying Prabhupada books, he understood all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, became very well-stable devotees, eventually learned English by this style. And today, he many times go to Oxford University and gives lectures in English language on Vaishnavism. Is it not a miracle? It's a miracle. So many miracles are happening. So Prabhupada was watching this miracle unfolding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll end with a story of one Prabhupada's world tour of miracle. 1975, Prabhupada was in Mayapur. Shruti Kirtipur mentions about this miracle. Prabhupada's miracle tour. Prabhupada went 14 times. This world tour, Prabhupada went 2 months, 14 temples all over the globe. From here he began, came like this, back to Mayapur. So Prabhupada was in Mayapur, Gaurapurnima, and Prabhupada began his tour. So March, Gaurapurnima, he was there, and Prabhupada began 1975. First he came to Juhu temple, here. And from here he flew. So how he went, see, the tour, world tour. Mayapur, Juhu temple, Japan, Hawaii, Los Angeles, Mexico, Venezuela, Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, New York, England, Iran, Kolkata, Mayapur. In 2 months. Just 2 months. So Shruta Kirtipur mentions in detail what is this miracle tour. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaurapurnima got over. Mahaprabhu's mood was still going on in Srila Prabhupada's heart. He left, came to Juhu. From Juhu he went to Japan. Just 2 days. Not much was happening. Just 2 days. And he reached Hawaii. So Hawaii is an island in Pacific Ocean. Prabhupada was there and Prabhupada saw Panchatattva deity there. So the first Panchatattva deity established ever was in Hawaii. They are still there. Shruti Kirtipur mentions that. And Prabhupada was so happy to see Panchatattva. Prabhupada said, this is the most beautiful deities in the whole world. And Prabhupada says, Hawaii is the most beautiful place. So Shruti Kirtipur asked, Prabhupada, you said Juhu also is most beautiful. Yes, these both are most beautiful place. Why, Prabhupada? Because you get a lot of coconuts there. Sometimes you expect a lot of esoteric meaning from Prabhupada. He'll make it very simple. There are coconuts available, very beautiful place. You can eat, drink as much coconut as possible. There must be esoteric meaning, but because we will not understand, so coconut. So Prabhupada went from Hawaii, then he came to Los Angeles. So, yeah. So Los Angeles, he was there. And then Los Angeles, very short trip, then he came to Mexico. First time Prabhupada was coming to Mexico. So Mexico City, Prabhupada was visualizing, he had never come to Mexico. Mexico City, that's the capital of Mexico. Temple is full of devotees, local devotees. And Prabhupada was visualizing, 10 years before I began preaching, 1965. In 1975, wherever I am going, I have centers and there are devotees. I have not visited them, but they are already there. And Prabhupada, so Prabhupada is sitting in Vyasasana, and while sitting in Vyasasana, he is simultaneously looking at the altar at Gaur Nithai. They are making it happen. This is Gaur Nithai. Everything is happening by their mercy, all these miracles. And Prabhupada is visualizing those miracles. So Prabhupada was in Mexico City and Prabhupada was smiling at Gaur Nithai. He saw Gaur Nithai smiling and Prabhupada said, this is my success, that Gaur Nithai is smiling here. So Prabhupada, then from Mexico City, Prabhupada went to his first maiden tour of South America, Venezuela. That's the only place he went to, South America. Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Prabhupada went there, again a temple full of devotees. Again Gaur Nithai there. And Prabhupada was there, and while speaking, Prabhupada suddenly choked up. Prabhupada could not speak because Prabhupada was visualizing the mercy of Gaur Nithai in this part of the world. Prabhupada was thinking, I have never come to this place, but already devotees are there, shaven headed tilak, dhoti, kurta, sadi, distributing books, chanting, dancing, taking prasadam, dedicating their life for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prabhupada was amazed. And then Prabhupada, suddenly, he came back to his external consciousness and Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. So after the kirtan was over, Hridayanand Maharaj, who was the GVC at that time, he asked Prabhupada, can we take questions, Prabhupada? So Prabhupada said, yes. So one lady raised her hands and she spoke in Spanish language. Prabhupada's whole lecture was translated in Spanish language. So she asked a question when Ridhananda Maharaj was translating. She asked, Prabhupada, in your lecture you mentioned about at time of death we should remember Krishna. Prabhupada, what if we don't remember Krishna but we remember you? Is it okay? So Ridhananda Maharaj translated. Prabhupada said, that's all right. You can do that. The slow, simple language. That's all right. You can. He said, yeah, that's more easy. Everyone loves Prabhupada so much, right? And we have not seen Prabhupada. We have so much still love for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada makes it more and more easy for Krishna consciousness for all of us. Really, that's the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Make it more easy, accessible. People can take it. So Prabhupada said, you can think about it. Then it is said that Prabhupada was sitting in the room. There are a lot of mosquitoes in Venezuela. And everyone saw mosquitoes were not biting Prabhupada. Shruti Kirtan, Prabhupada, the mosquitoes are here, terrible. They bite all of us. But they are not biting you, Prabhupada. They know that you are pure devotee. Prabhupada said, yes, they are aware that I am a pure devotee. But in Vrindavan and Mayapur, they don't make any distinctions. So from Venezuela, Prabhupada came to Miami. In Miami temple, again Gaur Nithai was there. So Prabhupada was seeing Gaur Nithai smiling while giving a lecture. And Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. And Prabhupada said, you are doing very nice Krishna consciousness. Maybe you can next install the deities of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada said, Radha Krishna worship is very high. If you don't do it good, you may get offenses also. But Gaur Nithai worship, no problem. No offenses. They are very merciful. You can easily worship without any offense. From Miami, Prabhupada came to... See, now this is how Shruta Kirti Prabhu is visualizing. How this whole tour is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. He came to Atlanta. Atlanta, small temple. Again, Gaur Nithai. Prabhupada sat down. And because the temple was very small, Prabhupada Vyasasana was just near Gaur Nithai. Very close to the altar. And one devotee was singing, Parama Karuna Paho Duijan Nithaya Gaur Chandra. So Prabhupada said, so we were in Los Angeles, from there we went to Mexico, from there I went to Caracas, Venezuela, came to Miami, and now we are here. Your temple is very good, best. Everyone said, Jaya Prabhupada, because there is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda here. Parama Karuna Paho Duijan, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, these two lords, and Prabhupada chokes up, can't speak. Everyone's thinking, what to do? Prabhupada is unable to speak. And suddenly Prabhupada, tears come from his eyes. And Prabhupada suddenly speaks. They have appeared to reclaim fallen souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more kind than even Krishna. Prabhupada says, Krishna is also kind. Krishna also delivers, but he keeps condition. Surrender first. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't demand, no surrender, just accept Krishna consciousness. Again, Prabhupada chokes up. Doesn't speak. And again, Prabhupada speaks. So take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy. Thank you very much. Prabhupada lecture is over. Then Prabhupada sitting once and closed his eyes and the tears are falling, gushing out. The room becomes quiet. Prabhupada is crying. Prabhupada is not even moving. What to do? Chant. And Prabhupada finally says, chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada gets up. And everyone is thinking, what an experience that was. Right? Krishna Prem in action. We began with Krishna Prem, right? Just saw Krishna Prem. We didn't know what exactly Krishna Prem was. From there, Prabhupada next went to Dallas Temple. From Dallas, he went to, I'm going to little fast forward because time is up, New York, England, Tehran, and Prabhupada came to Calcutta. There also Gaur Nithai. Everywhere Prabhupada Gaur Nithai. So, finally, Prabhupada came to Mayapur. He came to Mayapur, he called all the leaders, Yardaka Maharaj, Bhavananda Maharaj, other devotees. So, all devotees are happy. They had made a beautiful room for Prabhupada in 2 months. Prabhupada saw the room. Prabhupada said, devotees are happy, they are getting good rooms. Yes, Prabhupada. Are they getting milk in the night? Yes, Prabhupada. Thank you very much. So Jayapadakama said, Prabhupada, it is your mercy that we are getting everything in this dham. So Prabhupada said, no, it is not my mercy. It is the mercy of our acharyas. Bhakti, you know, Thakur had predicted that soon people will come from all these different lands to chant the names of Lord Sachinandan here. So immediately the devotees mentioned, but Prabhupada, this happened because of you, Prabhupada. You have made it happen. Prabhupada said, no, this is all by mercy of acharyas. And then Prabhupada said, then they asked Prabhupada, but your spiritual master also told you to go to West and preach. You went to West and preached. Prabhupada said, that's okay, that's not an important thing. Then Prabhupada suddenly said, there are very important trees in Mayapur. They are called banana trees. Now everyone thought it's an esoteric, some pastime is going to come. Banana trees pastime. Then Prabhupada said, we should plant banana tree in our courtyards. So Prabhupada actually changed the subject matter. They were glorifying Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has predicted you, your spiritual master. Prabhupada changed the topic into banana tree. So Prabhupada that day went for a class. He sat in the temple, small temple that time, Mayapur. And there was again Gaur Nitya on the altar that time. And Prabhupada was giving a class. While giving a class, Prabhupada went into ecstasy. Shruti Kirti mentioned this is happening suddenly in the same tour series, you know. Venezuela, Atlanta, and now here. This time Prabhupada was deep into ecstasy and took time. No one knew what to do. 1 minute went away. People were relishing a different, amazing moment in Krishna consciousness. Then one devotee suddenly began, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Then Prabhupada came out of his consciousness. Prabhupada got up and went to his room. The devotees were thinking, this devotee chanted Nama Vishnu Padaya. Should he chant? Why he chanted, you know? Must be aparadha. So there were two clubs. One devotee was mentioning, one group of devotees, we should let it happen, you know. Should not disturb Prabhupada's ecstasy. Other devotees, no, Prabhupada always wanted to chant Hare Krishna. So that's good. So much confusion was going, two different groups. So finally Brahmanand Maharaj, who was Prabhupada's secretary that time, he decided to go and ask that Prabhupada only, what we should do when you go in ecstasy. Because they didn't know anything, right? So Brahmanand Maharaj, Shruti Kirtipu, goes to Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada's sitting there. So he's asking Prabhupada, what we should do when you go on ecstasy? Prabhupada said, I don't do that every time, right? Answer is done. I don't do that every time, right? What we should do when you go on ecstasy? I don't do that every time. That means he's saying it's not an important thing to even answer that question. But Prabhupada, there are two groups. One is saying we should not do anything. Other is we should chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said, that's okay. You can chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada changed the topic. Shruti Kirti mentions this very important realization of his, that Srila Prabhupada was actually visualizing the miracle of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even now. Satsuru Maharaj writes Prabhupada's ecstasy in a different way. He said, just like Akrura was staying in Kamsa's palace, he was bound, he was forced, but he always carried Krishna consciousness. He had heard about Krishna. He was relishing Krishna consciousness in his heart. But finally when he got a chance to go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna, so he went from Mathura to Vrindavan. As soon as he crossed Mathura border, came to Vrindavan, he saw Krishna's lotus feet. What he had heard, what he had seen in his heart was visualized. He went into ecstasy, started rolling in the ground, because what he saw, what he heard, what he was relishing, was seeing in front. So Srila Prabhupada also, what he had heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great movement, what he was relishing, he was practically seeing it demonstrated happening in Venezuela, in Atlanta, all over the world where he traveled, that how Mahaprabhu's movement has reached to every corner of the world. And there are devotees chanting Hare Krishna, there are temples, book distribution, Harinam. So this is the miracle of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happening even today. And the greatest miracle is that we all are here. Is that not a miracle? It's a miracle. How can we be here? We never even aspired or desired that one day we become a devotee. We aspired so many things. We never aspired to be devotee. We never prayed. Like small children, you ask, what do you want to become? I want to become doctor, I want to become pilot, I want to become engineer. None of us had ever, when our parents or our peers asked, kya banna hai aage? Anyone had ever said, devotee banna hai? No one said devotee banna hai. But yet we are not devotees here. We never aspired. Never had ichha, but now we are devotees. Is that a miracle? Is it a miracle? It's a miracle. And we are devotees and still devotees. 2023 Gaur Purnima, we were devotees. 2024 Gaur Purnima, we are still devotees. And you're hoping and pray that 25 Gaur Purnima will be also devotee. That's a prayer. 1 year contract, badhana hai. So this is the blessed Krishna consciousness which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. Great acharyas in the line. Srila Prabhupada is our main acharya, empowered acharya. By his mercy everything is going on. And we are here to relish Krishna bhakti on the path of Krishna prema. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So we have with us His Grace Braj Vihari Prabhu here. Braj Vihari Prabhu ordered me that I should speak first. I said, you are more better speaker than me. He said, no, you have to speak first. So I am just following his order. And see, we are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrit, right? Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Bengal. From Bengal, when you saw prasadam, how much prasadam? 10 sabjis, rice like this. And so, but they began with what? Begin with Karela and end with sweet. So now we end with sweet. Braj Vihari Prabhu is coming.
भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंद गोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिनं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यं ईश्वरं नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे योन्ता प्रविश्य मम वाचमिमां प्रसुप्तान् संजीवयत किल शक्तिधरा स्वधाम्ना अन्यांश हस्तचरणा श्रवणात्वगादीन् प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं कतांचना स्मृते यस्मिन् दुष्करं सुकरं भवेत् विस्मृते विपरीतं स्यात् श्रीचैतन्या नमामितम् हरे कृष्णा श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु आविर्भाव महामहोत्सव की जय श्री गौर पूर्णिमा महामहोत्सव की जय थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व ऑल ऑफ यू टुडे बाय स्पीकिंग ऑन गौर लीला सो टुडे बलदेव प्रभु हैज सेट द राइट मूड for us to remember Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice, his love for Lord Chaitanya. So we'll continue this same theme. I want to ask one question to all of you. Before coming to ISKCON, how many of you knew about Lord Krishna? Yes, all of you know about Krishna. In India, everybody knows about Krishna. Even the Muslims know about Krishna. Christians, everybody knows about Krishna. So now second question. Before coming to ISKCON, how many of you knew about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Hardly 7, 8, 10 people. So that means Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not known to us. Somebody revealed to us. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained this very beautifully. It is by the mercy of Guru. Sri Guru, he is the one who has told us about Lord Chaitanya. Actually, for those who are members of this community, Radha Gopinath Mandir community, His Holiness Shri Radhana Swami Maharaj would give many, many hours, morning and evening class on Lord Chaitanya. From early 90s, and especially this 1997 Gaur Lila series is legendary. Even now, every year we hear it. And then 98, 99, every year he would give morning 3 hours, evening 2.5, 3 hours. Like that, 1 week before the festival, creating the mood. And the temple all would be filled with devotees. And every year, same pastimes. That's how, I remember when I was very new, I had no idea about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. When I first time walked into temple, like Baldev Prabhu said, that reporter asked, similarly, I asked devotees, what is this? Who are these two people? And they told me the same thing, Krishna Balaram. So I was thinking, why hands like this? So of course, I was coming from sports background. I thought, umpire khade dono. They are indicating like that. But then I remember asking Gaurang Prabhu that, what is Chaitanya, Nityananda? I don't understand. I can understand that philosophy, Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, I can understand, but it's Chaitanya Nityananda. So then Gaurang Prabhu, I remember, he told me this. He said, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj will be giving this 5-day Gaur Lila class. So I request you, just sit in the audience 5 days, just here. And I remember, I said, okay, maybe something special is going to happen. I sat in the class. I have no idea what is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. And Maharaj is going on speaking all these detailed pastimes. And so those of you know Gaur Lila, there are many names in Gaur Lila. So many names. So I remember sitting and I couldn't understand anything. Shivananda Sen, who is? And then Maharaj is speaking some pastime, where Advaita Acharya and then, Shuklambar Brahmachari and all these names and devotees are laughing. Jagadanand Pandit, Mukunda, that, and I'm like, I have no idea what these names are, but I had faith, okay. He's telling me sit here. And now when I look back 25 years later, and I was discussing with Baldev Prabhu recently and with other devotees, and we were realizing how we had no idea about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, and now we are eagerly waiting for this festival. You know, Sachikutashtakam, devotees are singing, we are waiting. There is so much of joy. And even in this contaminated stage, there is so much happiness at the prospect of celebrating Gaur Purnima festival. Imagine when we get pure, what will happen? So this is something very special. So today we'll discuss some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But first I was thinking we'll sing one bhajan. You can sing? So this is a very beautiful bhajan. I don't know if you have, what we'll do, sheet. I think all of you have phone, right? You can. This is a very famous bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very explaining the importance of being connected to a guru who actually gives us Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This is the bhajan starting with the words, Emona Durmati Samsara Bitare. So we will sing this bhajan. I request Rasik Raman Prabhu, you can sing. So maybe I'll read the translation first. Is that okay? Prabhu, I'll. Okay, so this is a very, very. I'll read the translation of this bhajan first. Listen to this very carefully. Beautiful bhajan. So the meaning is like this. A wicked mind brought me into this world, O Lord. But one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to bring me out. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity and came to me saying, O humbled soul, please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart. And what is that good tiding? Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvip to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you across the sea of worldly existence. To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, the son of a Brahmana bearing the name Mahaprabhu of golden complexion has descended with his brother, the Avadhuta Nityananda. Together they have overwhelmed all of Nadia with divine ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also and receive your deliverance. O Lord, hearing those words, Bhakti Vinod has come weeping to the soles of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life. So this is the meaning. So before Prabhuji is leading us in singing this bhajan, I just wanted to share this thought that, you know, this bhajan is setting the mood that on the day of Gaur Purnima, we express profuse gratitude to Sri Guru and to Srila Prabhupada. I'm so glad Baldev Prabhu spoke in detail. Without Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru's mercy, we would have no idea about the compassion and mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And how much ecstasy is waiting for us to relish in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Gaur Nithai. So with that gratitude, let us sing this bhajan and enter the mood of the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Mridanga.
Emana Durmati Samsara Bhitari Puriyachi Nuami. Emana Durmati Samsara Bhitari Puriyachi. Emona durmati samsara bitar poriya chinuami.
Emona durmati samsara bitar poriya chinuami.
Tavani jajan kono mahajani. Tavani jajan kono mahajani.
Tavani jajan kono mahajani.
Pathaya dili tu.
Pathaya dili tu.
Emona durmati samsara. Thank you. হেমনা দুর্মতি সংসার ভিতরে পড়িয়া আছেন আমি, দুর্মতি সংসার ভিতরে পড়িয়া আছেন আমি, তব নিজ জন কোন মহাজনে পাঠিয়া দিলে তুমি, এমন দুর্মতি সংসার ভিতরে পড়িয়াছেন আমি, দয়া করে মোরে পতিত দেখিয়া কহিল আমারে গিয়া, হয়ে নিজ জন হয়ে দিন জন শুন ভালো কথা, উলসিত হবে হিয়া, এমন দুর্মতি সংসার ভিতরে পড়িয়াছেন আমি, তোমারে তারিতে শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নবদ্বীপে অবতা, তোমারে তারিতে শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নবদ্বীপে অবতা, তোমাহে ন কোত দিনহীন জনে, করিলে ন ভব পা, এমন দুর্মতি সংসার ভিতরে পড়িয়াছেন আমি, বেদের প্রতিজ্ঞা রাখি ভারতরে রুক্মাবরণ বিপ্রসূত, মহাপ্রভু নামে নদিয়া মাতায়া, মহাপ্রভু নামে নদিয়া মাতায়া, সঙ্গে ভাই অবধূত, এমন দুর্মতি সংসার ভিতরে পড়িয়াছেন আমি,
సుత జీని చైతన్య గోసాయి నిజ నామ కోరిదా తారిలో జగత తుమి ఓ జయ్యా లోహో నిజ పరిధా ఏమోన దుర్బతి సంసార గీతరే కొడియా సేనువామి శ్రీకత శునిజ ఆసియా చినత తోమార చరణ తలే భక్తి వినోద కాందియా కాందియా భక్తి వినోద కాందియా కాందియా ఆపన కహిని భోలే దుర్మతి సంసార గీతరే ఒడియా సేను
శ్రీ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభుకి థ్యాంక్ యూ శివరాం ప్రభు అండ్ రసిక్రమణ్ ప్రభు. సో దిస్ ఈస్ అ వెరీ స్పెషల్ భజన్ వేర్ భక్తినోద్ ఠాకూర్ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ అస్ హౌ వీ ఆర్ నోయింగ్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య బికాస్ ఆఫ్ గురు. అండ్ నౌ దాట్ వీ హవ్ గాట్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ గురు, నౌ ఇట్స్ అవర్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ టు డైవ్ ఇన్ టు ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. సో లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ యూనిక్ అండ్ స్పెషల్. So there is a very beautiful verse. I want you to repeat after me. Chaitanya Charitrayai Ikshudanda Sama Charvana Korite Hoye Rasa Aswadana. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are చైతన్య చరిత్రై ఇక్షుదండ సమ, లైక్ షుగర్ కేన్. షుగర్ కేన్ కా జో గన్నే కా జో రస్ హై, షుగర్ కేన్ వెన్ యూ ఈట్, సో వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ యూ గెట్ రస. ఇక్షుదండ సమ చర్వణ కొరితే హోయే, ద మోర్ యూ చూ ఇట్ చర్వణ కొరితే హోయే రస ఆస్వాదన, యూ గెట్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ టేస్ట్, మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ నెక్టర్ యూ గెట్. సో లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్స్, ద ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ వెన్ ఐ కేమ్ ఐ వాజ్ హియరింగ్, ఐ ఆమ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. See, I am in a very, very ordinary condition. I'm just saying this because so that we can get hope. You know, although we are very ordinary, fallen and not having any spiritual qualities, but still, compared to the first time when we came to ISKCON and now, we are hearing the same past tense. It's not that Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita verses have changed. It is the same verses, same past time, but we are able to relish it more. And now if this condition we can relish, imagine what will happen when we become pure. Like I have one friend, I'll tell this, very important. So when I visited US, he became friends with me. He's an American man. He says before coming in touch with ISKCON, he knew about India. And he used to love Indian food. As an American, never met any Indian. But you know, he used to go to Indian restaurants in America. And he said, I used to love Indian food. And then I came, and now parallelly, this is, Indian food is one part of his life. Parallelly, he was also doing some other things, and somebody told him about Hare Krishna and all that, and he came to ISKCON, and he realized, hey, these are all Indians. ISKCON is all Indian people are there, many. So then he got interested. And then in the temple, they fed him one day khichdi prasad. And he said, wow, what food is this? Everybody said, amara India ka prasad hai. So India mein aisa milta hai, khichdi. So he had no idea. He said, the only thing I knew about India was Indian food, because Indian food was his favorite. But in America, whichever Indian restaurant he went, the only Indian food he knew was, he said, samosa, batata vada, and palak paneer, and paratha. He just knew 7 or 8 items. That's all. For him, that was Indian cuisine. So he said, when he went to ISKCON temple, then he realized, arre, khichdi hota hai. Khichdi is so tasty. And then up, and then he started slowly learning about different cuisine. Then he came, his friend said, let us go to India for yatra. So he came to India. Then he went and he met some Indian people in India. And then he went to Gujarat. And Surat no javan, Kashi no maran. You know. So then he started, arre, undiu kya hota, undiu. Then he heard about dal dokli. Then he went to Bengal. And then he saw all the Bengali cuisine and the shak, sabzis. And then he went to Punjab and chole bhature and all of that. He was like, wow. And then he went to South India and pesara too and all that, uttapam. He was shocked. And then he realized, he was telling me that when I went to India, and then I realized my appreciation for Indian cuisine was so shallow compared to when I actually experienced Indian cuisine. So I told him, this is exactly our situation. Our appreciation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ISKCON and Krishna consciousness right now is like a person who has not been to India and is appreciating Indian cuisine. Once we actually become purified, we will say, wow, this is so amazing. So for that, the solution, I know one question immediately will come in your mind. How can we reach that stage? In ISKCON, everybody is always asking, how? So, okay, how do we experience that taste? How do we get that, you know, relish Mahaprabhu? This is the first step. Charvana korite hoye rasa aswadan. Again and again, we have to hear the same pastimes. And the taste will increase. Because what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speciality is very, very unique. See, all of you raised your hand when I said how many of you knew about Krishna. Now, I'm sure many of you also knew about Krishna's philosophy. Many of you must have known what is Bhagavad Gita. See, tattva of Krishna in India, everybody knows. Like many Vaishnavas are there, Madhva Sampradaya, Sri Vaishnava, they all talk about the tattva, the truth, the philosophy of Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speciality is, he gave us rasa of Krishna. This was not given before. Rasa and tattva mein bahut farak hai. Tattva is important to understand. But after understanding Krishna, we have to reach a stage where we love him. We experience the rasa, the mellow, the sweetness of a relationship with Krishna. That is the USP of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are very fortunate. We have been connected to Mahaprabhu's mission. And then our understanding of Krishna becomes totally different. What we knew of Krishna before coming with Mahaprabhu was totally different. Our Chaitanya Charan Prabhu gives a nice example. He says, you know, in this world we are getting rasa of, which is like tasting, he says somebody has chewed a bubble gum and he spits it out. And then imagine somebody picks that up and tries to chew it. He says, punas punas charvita charvunanam. Prahlad Maharaj says, all the rasa we are trying to enjoy in this material world is like that, which is already chewed. It is stale, useless. But Krishna rasa is something very, very special. And to relish that, to relish Mahaprabhu's pastimes is the first step by which our appreciation for Krishna becomes very sweet. And how do we do that? Kaviraj Goswami explains very beautifully. Krishna kirtana ganana artana kala pato jani bhrajita sadbhakta vali hamsa chakra madupa shrenim viharaspadam karanandir kaladvanir vahatume jiva maru prangane sri chaitanya dayanidhi tavalasal leela sudha swarduni. Swarduni means Ganga. Mahaprabhu's pastimes is like nectar in Ganga water. Leela sudha. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so sweet. And in the Ganga river, which is flowing very beautifully, that sweet nectar in water, there are many beautiful lotus flowers growing. Krishna, kirtana, ganana, artana, kala, all the chanting, dancing, hearing what we are doing of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, all this is like, these activities are like lotus flowers in this Ganga river. Krishna Kirtana Ganana Artana Kala Pato Jani Bhrajita. This is Pato Jani Bhrajita, means lotus flowers blooming. And who are the... So in these lotus flowers in the nectar in Ganga River, there are some bumblebees that go and they take the nectar from these lotus flowers. And who are these bumblebees compared to? Sadbhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa. So these bumblebees, swans, chakravaka, they go and take the nectar from the lotus flowers. So devotees are like those bumblebees, swans, chakravakas. They go and they dive into the process of hearing and chanting of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And they enjoy it. Not in the mood of enjoyer. We are servants, but we relish it. Viharaspadam. And when these bumblebees are enjoying the nectar from the lotus flowers, you know, the bumblebees go, it creates a melodious, soothing sound. So when we discuss about Lord Chaitanya, when we chant, when we dance, it creates pleasing sound vibration. Karana anandi kalad banhir vahatume jiva maru prangane. And Kaviraj Goswami says our tongue is like a desert. You know, when you are in a desert, it's all parched land, dry, sukha sukha. But imagine there is a parched dry land and nectar in Ganga flows there. Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhi, Mahaprabhu is an ocean of daya, compassion. Leela Sudaswardhan, and when his nectarine pastimes we narrate, we hear, our life becomes complete. So therefore we are very fortunate, as Baldev Prabhu beautifully said about Gaur Nithai. Prabhupada, wherever he went, he is remembering Gaur Nithai. The manifestation like a krura, you know. So this is our greatest blessing we have got in life, is we have got Gaur Nithai, Panchatattva. Ajanulambita bujo kanaka vadato sankirtane kapitaro kamalayataksho vishvambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. Gaur Nithai are karuna avatar. They are the incarnation of karuna, compassion. Ajanulambita bujo, they have long arms. Kanaka vadato, golden complexion. Sankirtane kapitaro, they are the founding fathers of Sankirtan movement. Kamalayataksho, they have lotus eyes, beautiful lotus petaled eyes. Vishvambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palo, they are the maintainers of the universe, Vishvambharo, and they are the best of the brahmanas. And yugadharma palo, they are maintaining the yugadharma of Sankirtan. Vande jagat hitakaro, they have come to actually give welfare. The welfare activities they are doing. Srila Prabhupada is giving a class here at Cross Maidan. No, at the Chaupati, 1971. Pandal program. He spoke the whole Jagai Madai pastime. He said, this Jagai Madai, there were two gundas. Big gundas. And then he spoke the whole pastime, how Gaur Nithai saved them. And after the whole class, after the narration of the pastime, Srila Prabhupada said, so, Gaur Nithai, they saved and delivered one Jagai Madai. But today, by Gaur Nithai's mercy, we are delivering wholesale jagais and madais. So Srila Prabhupada is calling us as part of the wholesale jagais and madais. So this is Mahaprabhu's mercy. And to access that, we just have to glorify the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavanadas Thakur, look at the, you know, Vrindavanadas Thakur and Kaviraj Goswami, they both are, I have written about Lord Chaitanya in great detail. And they're very poetically beautiful rhyming Bengali verses. And just, you know, Bengali anyway is a very sweet language. You know, when people speak Bengali, it appears as if they have kept Rasgulla in their mouth and they are talking. So sweet. And then these verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya make the language also very sweet. So, Kapirnanda Shakur says, if you read Madhya Khanda, Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Mahaprabhu's pastimes are mentioned, he says something interesting will happen in our life. This is a very nice verse. You can repeat. I hope I remember. Madhyakhanda katayena amritera bhanda shekatashu nile guche antara pashanda. So he is saying, Vrindavanadas Thakur is about to begin describing Mahaprabhu's sweet pastimes, nectarine pastimes. And before beginning, this is Madhyakhanda. Already in Adi Lila he has mentioned. So before the beginning, he's saying, if you hear them attentively, what will happen? Madhyakanda katayena amritera bhanda. It is a pot of amrita. Abhi amrit pine se kya hota hai generally? अमृत इज फेड टू हुम जनरली इन अ स्टोरी व्हाट वी से अमृत किसको दिया जाता है नहीं हु व्हाट हैपेंस इफ समबडी गेट्स अमृत ही विल नॉट डाई राइट इफ समबडी इज डाइंग एंड यू गिव अमृत ही गेट्स लाइफ बट उनंदा ठाकुर से ये स्पेशल अमृत है अमृत तेरा बांडा महाप्रभुस पास टाइम्स इफ यू ड्रिंक दिस नेक्टर सम मर्डर विल हैपन समथिंग विल बी किल्ड शे कथा सुनीले गुछे खत्म हो जाएगा कौन खत्म होगा कि किसका मर्डर होगा अंतर पाषंड देयर इज एन एथीस्ट लर्किंग इनसाइड बहुत बड़ा एथीस्ट नास्तिकवाद अंदर हमारे अंदर है मायावाद नास्तिकवाद दैट विल गेट डिस्ट्रॉयड इफ यू टेक दिस नेक्टर सो वेरी पोएटिकली इज सेइंग सो आई विल टेल वन पास्ट टाइम फ्रॉम द मध्यखंड जस्ट टू गिव अ सैंपल ऑफ व्हाट इट इज स्मॉल पास्ट टाइम फॉर मे बी 5 minutes एंड देन आई विल आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन आई वॉन्ट ऑल ऑफ यू टू आंसर दिस So that's why you'll have to hear the pastime very attentively. Okay. So one day Sachi Mata, so for those of you who don't know, I think all of you will know now. Those of you who are new, when you hear names, please understand that devotees have heard the names because each name is, any Mahaprabhu's, any associate, if you just hear the name, even if you don't understand who they are, what their pastimes are, we will get Krishna Prem. Because each name, each personality is carrying so much love for Krishna. In fact, I was reading Madhya Leela recently. Mahaprabhu is coming from South India tour. So there at one point, Kaviraj Goswami is telling all the different devotees Kala Krishna Das met when he went to Navadvip. Full 3-4 pages only names of devotees. And then he says, oh, there are many more devotees. Raghava Panditar, Acharya Nandan, Kateka Koibar, Eta Praburgan. How much more can I say? There are many, many more devotees. So there are wonderful devotees. So Sachi Mata is mother of Lord Chaitanya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu known as Nimai and Nitai. So Sachi Mata is telling her son, Nimai, Nimai, I had a very strange dream last night. Can you give me a purport to this dream? So Lord Chaitanya would never joke. In his grihastha ashram, he was very grave. So he said, yes, mother, what is the dream you had? Tell me. So mother Sachi is telling her son Nimai, that you and Nitai, means Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Nitai, you and Nitai, I saw a dream in the night, I saw that both of you are running to the altar. Now, Sachi Mata had an altar where she used to worship Krishna Balaram. She says, in my dream I saw you and Nitai, you ran to the altar, I had offered bhoga for Krishna Balaram. And you went there, and you picked up the food from Krishna Balaram's plate and started eating it. And then Balaram said from the altar, stop, you impostor, who are you? Why are you eating from our plate? This is our food. So then, you know what Nitai told Balaram and Krishna? He said, who will stop us? We are going to eat this. But then Balaram jumped on Nitai and grabbed the food and didn't allow Nitai to take the food. And then Nitai told Balaram, Preeti Adina Chadi Be, Khai Be Maran. Prem se nahi diya to mar khaoge. And who will stop us? Preeti Adina Chadi Be, Khai Be Maran. Lutiya Khai Leva Ra Ki Be Kon Jan. Kon humko rokne wala hai? Hum to khayenge. Ye hamara plate hai. This is our plate. This is our food. So then Balaram said, you two rogues, imposters, you are coming and taking the food which is offered to us. I'm swearing in the name of Krishna. Balaram is telling, who two imposters? Nimai and Nitai. In the name of Krishna, I'm warning you. Go away. Stop taking food from this plate. Otherwise, I will bind you, both of you. But then Nimai, you started laughing in the dream when Balaram was threatening. And you are laughing, and you know what Nitai told Balaram? Nityananda bole tora, Krishna ra ki dar. Nityananda is telling Balaram, aapke Krishna se kaun darta hai? Because he is swearing in the name of Krishna. So, Nityananda said, Nityananda bole tora Krishna ra ki dar Gaur Chandra Vishwambara Amara Ishwar. My Lord is Gaur Chandra Vishwambara. Lord Chaitanya is my Lord. So like that, the four of you were fighting. And you were wrestling. And snatching food from each other's hand, then from the mouth. And demanding that this is our food. Both of you are saying this is our food and Krishna Balaram are saying it is their food. So in the whole dream, I was seeing the four of you wrestling and fighting. So Sachi Mata says, Yai mata kalah karo ye chari jan, kada kadi kore sab karo ye bojan. Ye char log aap kalah kar rahe ho, fighting kar rahe ho, and you are snatching food and enjoying the food. What is this? What is the purport of this dream? Like many of you also must be wondering, what is the purport? What are the life lessons to learn? Five life lessons from this pastime. So many. We always want purport, right? For everything. So Pachimata also wanted purport. Kya hai isme? How to understand this dream? So then Lord Chaitanya now, this is not the dream going on. Dream ho gaya. Now Sachimata is asked this question to her son, and Lord Chaitanya is very grave generally. Now what should Lord Chaitanya tell his mother? Should he say, this is the proof that we are Krishna Balaram? He will not say that. Now his mother is innocent, sweet. Now his mother is covered by Yoga Maya. She will not know that her son is God, Krishna and Balaram. So how Lord Chaitanya replied to his mother is an amazing, amazing answer. Worth doing PhD on. So Lord Chaitanya said, actually, mother, this proves that our deities, Krishna and Balaram, have life. They are always active. That's all this dream proves. And I used to always feel, when we used to offer food to the deities, and sometimes when we used to take the plate after offering, I used to sometimes think the food is less. Kam ho gaya. So I used to think, kam kaise ho gaya? Now I know the Lord is actually eating. But earlier, when the food used to get less, I used to wonder, kam kaise ho raha hai? And I started suspecting one person, that somebody is taking. And whom did I suspect? Tomara vadhure mora sandeya chila. Aapke bahu par mujhe shak hua. Means, he's talking about his wife. And Mahaprabhu never jokes. And he started joking like this with his mother, saying that when the food was getting reduced from the plate, bhoga offering, I started suspecting that your daughter-in-law is stealing this prasad. Tomara vadhure mora sandeya chila. Aaj se amara mane sandeha guchila, par aaj mera sab shak chala. So he said this. So then Sachi Mata also started laughing. Lord Chaitanya is laughing. And at that time, Lakshmi Priya, Mahaprabhu's wife, she was inside. She was hearing her husband, her lord and master talking to his mother. Hase Lakshmi Jagan Mata Swami Ravachane. Antare takiya shab shvapna katasu ne. She started laughing also. She was inside and she was hearing her husband speak this. So this is a very sweet pastime which comes in Madhyakanda. Now the question I want to ask all of you. Very important question. If you know the answer, raise your hand. What are the life lessons you can learn from this pastime? I'm happy nobody raised their hand. Oh, Kamakshi, yes. Wow, that's a very sweet lesson. Lord, even the deity form, but he reciprocates. That's a very, very sweet lesson. I was looking for some other answer from the grown-up people, not from you. You gave a perfect answer. One answer I wanted to hear from all of you is that there may be no life lessons from this. So what? Why do we always, you know, whenever we hear classes, I've seen many times, we always want practical classes. Merely practical classes basically means what is there for me. I am very important. My problems are so important. So anything you speak, it has to have something to do with me. So there has to be some practical lessons. Every time we don't have practical lessons. The most practical thing to do is to hear about the Lord in Lord's space. Generally, even when we are hearing about Krishna, we are in I space only. But there is I space and there is Krishna space, God space. When we keep our problems aside and focus on the Lord, the Lord's sweet pastimes, for the Lord's pleasure, then eventually our problems will also diminish. 10.2.30 and 31, they are very landmark verses. The demigods are praying to Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki. Tatpada potena mahat kritena Kurvanti tatpada, kurvanti gachanti. So the demigods are saying that your lotus feet is like a boat which can take us across the ocean of material existence. But this boat is not small. Generally we think the boat is small, ocean is big. But the devatas are praying, nidaya yataya. They are saying their boat is so big that the problems of our mind and which appears like a big ocean, that becomes as small as water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. Means generally we think boat is small, ocean is big. But if we hold on to Lord's lotus feet, then that becomes a boat which becomes so big that our problems, which is like ocean, become small. You understanding? See, this is the best way to reduce your suffering. Your problem will not go in life. But when we have Krishna mind, when we make ourselves filled with the Lord, then the problems become automatically small. Because Krishna's lotus feet is very big. You know that famous story of Tenali Rama and Krishna Dev Rai? He was a minister in his kingdom. So the king once asked a question. He drew a line on the board. And he said, can you make this line small without erasing it, without cutting it? Nobody could do it. So what did Tenali Rama do? He drew a bigger line. So when he drew a bigger line, what happened? That line automatically became small. Similarly, we have so many problems. Prabhuji, kaise problem nikalne ka? Kaise? Ek minute. Krishna ka lotus feet leke aao. Apne heart mein. Let Gaur Nitai enter our hearts. Then what happens? Our problems become small. That is the solution. So therefore, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very, very nectarine. But the best part about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is, not only they are very sweet and relishable, Mahaprabhu did two things in these pastimes. Often he showed his Godhood also, that is the Supreme Lord, and he also showed how he was always in the mood of a servant. This is the secret of actually relishing Krishna consciousness in ISKCON movement. If we want to be happy and actually experience Krishna in our life, this is what we have to cultivate. And when Lord Chaitanya would be ecstatic, you know what the devotees would feel? The other devotees would see Lord Chaitanya, because, now to give you a background, in Navadvip, all the devotees would be praying, when will Nimai become devotee? Because Lord Chaitanya was in the role of a debater. He was a great scholar. And he would dismiss devotees. And he would debate with them and defeat them, and he would not practice Krishna consciousness. So devotees would love to be with Nimai because he was so attractive, but they didn't like what he was talking. And they were saying, Arey, sab band karo. Why don't you chant Hare Krishna? Why don't you become devotee? So Lord Chaitanya would make them frustrated, transcendentally frustrated. But now when he became devotee, and he started chanting, and he started exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, he went to a Gaya, and there, when he got initiation from Ishwarapuri, then his life dramatically changed. Lord Chaitanya came back completely God-intoxicated. Pura Bhagavan ka, Krishna Prem ka pura, Baldev Prabhu began and ended the class very beautifully with Krishna Prem theme he took, and ended also, came back to that only. So Mahaprabhu was exhibiting Krishna Prem to such an extent, and devotees saw, are? Bilkul devotee nahi, and now, other extreme, total devotional ecstasy. So what are the devotees going through? Prabhura Ananda Deki Bhagavata Gana. Anyone gala dhari kore krandana. When devotees would see Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy, devotees would go to each other, embrace each other and start crying. They also didn't know what they were doing. That is how Mahaprabhu had an effect on them. And then Lord Chaitanya would see them. Initially, what would Lord Chaitanya do before he became a devotee? He would debate with them. He would make fun of them. But now what Lord Chaitanya would do? Bhaya pai dasya bhave koro ekrandan dante trina kori chaye charana sevan. Mahaprabhu would go and start serving them. He would wash somebody's clothes, he would carry their luggage, he would carry their worship paraphernalia. He would always want to serve. Now this is the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is serving his devotees. And then he's dancing. He's dancing to what name? Hare Krishna Kirtan. Now these names are glorifying whom? Him only. So Vrindavan Thakur, look at the very poetic way he is saying, I am amazed. You know, he is saying that Vedic scriptures, if it was a part of, it was like a software package, he says, if it's a part of computer, he says, just like a computer gets hung, no, sometimes. So Vrindavan Thakur is saying that scriptures are getting stuck now. They are not able to understand and explain this. What is happening here? He is saying, Se Prabhu apne nache, apnar name. Lord is dancing to his own name. So he is saying, Se Prabhu apne nache, apnar name. Hiyara ki phala ki ba boli ba purane. The Puranas cannot explain this. This is something unprecedented. And in that ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya is not forgetting this mood of being a servant. He is serving all the devotees. But then Vrindavan Das Thakur finally declares, this is a proclamation Vrindavan Das Thakur says, that the happiness of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, he says, that is actually compared to what we are experiencing now. What is that? Kotaya rahila vaikunthera sukha bhara. Dasya sukha sab sukha pasharila tar. He says, Vaikunth ka sukha hai na bhar ho gaya, burden. He says, compared to what Mahaprabhu is exhibiting and giving us a chance to enter into, the happiness, Vaikuntha Sukh, is burden ho gaya compared to this. Because what is the Sukh here Mahaprabhu is experiencing? Dasya Sukha Sabha Sukha Pasharila Tar. The happiness of being a servant, nothing can compare with that. See, many times in my own life, I have reluctantly been a servant. Even when I have been reluctantly a servant, I have been so happy. I remember once, you know, my mother's house, the brahmacharis came for prasad. So mother had organized and Maharaj also came many years back, 2014. So I remember planning for it for 6 months. You know, minute details, everything planned, and then finally the program happened and a lot of spontaneous things also happened. You know, my mother and one of her friends, one other Mataji, they spontaneously sang some bhajan. Maharaj became happy. Something happened and everybody was happy. They went. And you know what? For the next so many weeks, my consciousness was like, I've never experienced something like that in my life. I can't describe that, what to say, that happiness or that ecstasy, whatever you call it. But again, started offending mentally, so that went away after some days. But I remember, when you please Vaishnava, when you genuinely want to serve devotees, there is so much, we experience Gaur Nitya's mercy. See, you know, I don't know, I'm not from engineering background, but common sense I have, you take a bulb, you don't connect it to the powerhouse directly. There is something in between, no? Transformer rahega. Usse connect karte hain. If you directly the bulb goes to the powerhouse, it pura oh le nahi payega wo. Similarly, Krishna is there, God is there. But for us, that dasya bhav, that serving devotees of Lord Chaitanya, will give us that ecstasy which Lord Chaitanya is giving us. Srila Prabhupada, very famous pastime. 1974, Srila Prabhupada was in Hamburg, Germany. So it was Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. Everybody is glorifying Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada, then he had to give class. You know what he said in the class? He folded his palms. He said, all of you have done so much for me. I cannot repay you. I was so desperate to preach Gaur Nitya's philosophy, Krishna consciousness. I wanted to preach about Lord Chaitanya. I was so desperate. And you helped me so much. You have given me so much and I am not able to repay you. So the only thing I can do for you is, I can pray for you. And then he became very emotional and started crying. And then everybody was looking at Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada got up. And then he was walking out. When he was going, he saw one devotee, Shivananda Das. Prabhupada held his hand. And said, Shivananda. Then Prabhupada looked at the deities. Shivananda, please pray for me. So he was already overwhelmed. Srila Prabhupada is saying, I'll pray for you. And now Prabhupada is saying, you pray for me. So he said, Prabhupada, you pray for us. You said you will pray for us. What can my prayer do? I am a fallen soul. And then Srila Prabhupada became grave. Srila Prabhupada said, no. You should pray for me. And your prayers will work. Because you are a Vaishnava. See, Srila Prabhupada said this. That means Srila Prabhupada was in this mood which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, of being in the mood of a servant. And when Mahaprabhu, when he came back from Gaya, he was God intoxicated. He was crying and he was laughing and he was just remembering Krishna. Krishna prem pura ho gaya. complete Krishna, his whole existence was Krishnamaya. So in that state, all devotees in Navadvip, they loved Lord Chaitanya, but they did not know what he has gone through. So Lord Chaitanya held one devotee, Shuklambar Brahmachari, and told him, tomorrow in your house, you call these few devotees, selected devotees, I will tell them what has happened to me. So he went, he told few devotees. And next day, Shriman Pandit, he used to come to Shiva Sakur's house. There was a very special vine from where flowers would come, grow, which would never wilt away. Very special kind of flowers. So Shriman Pandit went there and he was beaming. And he knew what had happened. Lord Chaitanya has become, because they were all praying for many years that Nimai Pandit should become devotee. And here he has become superlative devotee. He is only talking of Krishna. So Shriman Pandit was smiling. So Shiva said, Shriman, you seem to be very happy today. Shriman Pandit, what happened? Is there some good news? So then Shriman Pandit said, there is some excellent news. I will not tell you what it is. Nimai has come back from Gaya and he has called all of you to Shuklambar Brahmachari's house today evening. He wants to share something of his heart. So there everybody came. Shiva, Sakur, Adita Acharya, all the devotees. And there, Lord Chaitanya, seeing all of them, started crying and said what had happened to him in Gaya. And he said, I have wasted my life. All these years, I was not a devotee. So many years of my life I wasted. But now, I want to make up for all these years. I just want to chant Krishna's name. And then, as Mahaprabhu started saying, he saw Gadadhar Pandit was hiding behind the pillar. Mahaprabhu went and held Gadadhar Pandit and said, Gadadhar, you are a devotee from childhood. And I used to make fun of you. And now I am feeling so bad that I did not understand what you are telling me. Because Gadadhar Pandit would always tell Lord Chaitanya. Gadadhar Pandit was very attached to Lord Chaitanya. And he would tell, Nimai, chant Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya would debate with Gadadhar. And then he would defeat him. But not practice devotional principles. So then Gadadhar Pandit was crying. Mahaprabhu was crying. And Mahaprabhu held Gadadhar Pandit and said, you are a devotee from childhood. And I have been so far away from Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu started saying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? In that intense Krishna prem, he started crying. And when he was crying, everybody was crying. So then next day, now everybody knew that Nimai Pandit is now God intoxicated. But who was Nimai Pandit before he went to Gaya? He was a great scholar, philosopher, grammar teacher. And he had a school. He had his stola where he would teach. And he had many students. So he went to his school to teach as usual and all the children were there and he told them, so today we will talk about Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So for 3 hours he spoke only on Krishna. No grammar, no nyaya, no Sanskrit, nothing. And students are wondering, Nimai Pandit ko kya ho gaya? He went to Gaya and he's coming back and he's only speaking about Krishna. So they got confused. Next day also same thing Nimai Pandit is doing. So after 2 days, the students realized, Amara teacher ko kuch to ho gaya. So they went to Nimai Pandit's teacher, Gangadas Pandit, and said, oh Gangadas Pandit, what has happened to Nimai Pandit? He speaks only of Krishna. Everything is only Krishna. Anything is Krishna, Krishna, that's all. Oh, he's not teaching us grammar. So Gangadas Pandit was a devotee. So he knew what had happened to Nimai Pandit. So he said, don't worry, all of you go home. I will talk to Nimai Pandit today. I will talk to Nimai, I will convince him and he will be all right tomorrow. Meanwhile, at home, Mother Sachi asked Nimai, Nimai, you have come back from Gaya. What did you do in Gaya? So then he said, he gave a report. So then he started speaking about Gaya and then suddenly entered into the mood of Lord Kapila Dev. And just like Lord Kapila Dev instructed his mother Devahuti, Lord Chaitanya started talking about Krishna to his mother. And the child in the womb, what happens, all that third canto about how the child is praying to Krishna and then Mahaprabhu entered Krishna Katha for hours and hours and hours in the mood of Lord Kapila Dev. So any opportunity, trigger, any Uddipan would happen, Mahaprabhu would enter into Krishna space. So much devotional. So Gangadas Pandit came and said, Nimai, what is this? So we're only talking about Krishna. You are a grammar teacher. Don't you understand who you are? It's a very, very big thing to be born in such a reputed family. Your grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, your father, Jagannath Mishra, they are all great devotees of Krishna, but they were also following their dharma of teaching. So you are also devotee. It is okay, you be devotee, but you should teach grammar properly. Don't you understand? So then Gangadas Pandit explained to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya came back to his external consciousness and he said, "Ah, yes, yes, Gangadas Pandit, sorry, yes. I have to teach grammar. And I'm a debater. Yes. Where are the Chakravartis? Where are the Mishras? Where are the Bhattacharyas? Let them come in front of me. I'll debate with them. I'm ready. I'm itching for a debate." So Gangadas Pandit said, "Yes, now our Nimai Pandit has become all right." So he went and told the children, "Don't worry, from tomorrow, Nimai Pandit will teach normally." So next day, Nimai Pandit came. Now these classes of Nimai Pandit would happen at Sanjay and Mukunda's house. And there in their house, when Nimai Pandit came, every day Ratnakar Bhacharya would come there and he would chant verses from Bhagavatam 10th canto. That was his daily chanting, daily devotional activity. So Nimai Pandit came with his books. The students are coming, settling down. And Mahaprabhu looks at Ratnakar Bhacharya and he is singing 10th canto verses. Shamam Hiranya Paridim Vanamalya Barha Datu Pravalanatavesamanu Vratamse Vinyasta Hastaitare Nadunanam Abjam Karunot Palalaka Kapola Mukhab Jahasam. One of the verses where Krishna's beauty is described, how the Brahman Patnis are coming with Bhoga and they are seeing Krishna is standing, putting his arms on the shoulder of his friend and he's twirling a lotus flower and he's with his eyes, he's casting loving glances on the gopis. All these descriptions Mahaprabhu is hearing. And Nimai Pandit has come to debate, teach grammar, all set, all ready. And suddenly when he's hearing Krishna's beauty being described, what happens? Nimai Pandit starts crying, remembering Krishna. And then he starts chanting the verses with Ratnakarbha Acharya, loudly. And starts jumping, starts dancing. And then it is Ratnakarbha Acharya, go on, keep on singing, don't stop. And then all the students are watching. They had been just told by Gangadas Pandit that Nimai Pandit will teach you properly. So they come and they say, "Are kya ho gaya? Kal to Krishna ke baare mein bol rahe the, aaj to dance kar rahe." And Nimai Pandit is dancing for hours. And then he falls unconscious in ecstasy. And then after some time he comes back. And quietly Nimai Pandit leaves. And the students also go. Next day they come for the class. And again, Nimai Pandit is like, "Proper, I want to debate, I want to teach grammar." So one student says, "Nimai Pandit, can you teach us about Dhatu? Dhatu means verb." So Lord Chaitanya says, "Dhatu, verb. Verb means action. Action means doing. And cause of all action is Krishna." And then Mahaprabhu started speaking, "Ishvara Parama Krishna." And then for the next 6 hours, he went on speaking about Krishna. And the students are all listening. And then after speaking for 6 hours, glorifying Krishna, Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. And how the day ended, Mahaprabhu was at home. And next day he comes for class again and all the students are saying, "Nimai Pandit, what has happened to you? You were dancing and you fell unconscious. For 6 hours you were dancing. Yesterday for 6 hours you were speaking on Dhatu and you spoke about Krishna. Everything only Krishna." So then Lord Chaitanya said, "What? I was speaking about Krishna and you didn't, I didn't realize only. I thought I am teaching you grammar." The student said, "No, Nimai Pandit, something is wrong. You are only talking about Krishna. What has happened to you?" So then Lord Chaitanya, he put his head down and he closed his books and he told all the students, "I'm sorry. Wherever I see, anything I see, I see only Krishna now. Anything I hear, I'm only hearing Krishna's flute. Wherever I see only Krishna. I don't know what is happening to me. I'm sorry. I cannot teach you anymore. I resign from being your teacher. So I'm sorry." So the students are all sitting quietly and then Lord Chaitanya says, "No, you're all free. You can go to some other teacher." So all the students look at Nimai Pandit and say, "Oh Nimai Pandit, after being taught by you, we can never go to any other teacher. And if you resign, we are also resigning as students. You tell us what we should do." So then Lord Chaitanya, this is the first public Harinam Sankirtan he does. He tells the children, his students, that what you should do? we should glorify Krishna. And then it leads them in the chanting of Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. So all the students are doing kirtan and dancing, and the Harinam Sankirtan movement was inaugurated like this. So this is how Mahaprabhu introduced and inaugurated Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. But then, this first public kirtan was simply triggering more and more spiritual madness in Lord Chaitanya. And he was so God intoxicated that sometimes in kirtan he would jump so high and then he would fall on the ground and he would hurt his body. And he would be singing, dancing. And Sachi Mata was in lot of anxiety because mother is seeing her son is jumping, falling on the ground, injuring, and he's crying. So she would become so disturbed. She would go and ask people, please help, what is happening to my son? And these people, Navadvip Vasis, they would give her all different stories. They would say, kya Sachi Mata, aapka beta jo hai na, thoda abhi mentally thoda wo ho raha hai. You know, they would give different kind of purport. So some people would tell Sachi Mata, aap kya kare, abhi pitaji nahi hai na uske, abhi to thoda control se bahar ja raha hai. And some people would say, oh, Sachi Mata, you know, you are feeling sad. You know, his problem is, vat is increased a lot. So, gas ka imbalance of air ho gaya hai. To usko na, aap kya karo, sar pe Vishnu oil lagao. Wo thoda thanda ho jayega, theek ho jayega. So, Vishnu oil was a branded oil that time. So, she said, acha, Vishnu oil lagane se sirf theek ho jayega. Usa pagalpan band hoga. So, then they would say, yes, yes, Mataji, aap karo aisa. But then, that would not stop. But then she would go to somebody else. And she would say, Vishnu oil laga hai, phir bhi chal raha hai, kami nahi ho raha hai uska ecstasy. But that person would say, wo Vishnu oil se nahi chalega, Shiva ghee lagao, Shiva, wo jyada acha hai. So like that, everybody would give different advice. And she was confused. And during that time, Shiva Sakur came to Sachi Mata's house one day. And as soon as Shiva Sakur entered, Lord Chaitanya looked at Shiva Sakur and said, Shivas! And Sachi Mata was just close by. And he looked at Sachi Mata, and then looking at Sachi Mata, then looking at Shivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya asked Shivas, Shivas, tell me, what is my disease? Do I have imbalance of air? Tell me, what is my problem? Cure me from this disease. I'm going mad. And he held Shivas Thakur and shook him. And Sachi Mata was now wanting to hear from Shivas Thakur. He's the greatest authority. So Shivas Thakur says, Nimai, you have no disease. Actually, the disease you have is what I want. This is the disease which everybody should have. You have disease of Krishna Prem, love of Krishna. And this is the best disease to get. And then Shiva Sakur looked at Sachi Mata. He already knew what she was doing. She was going to different people. So he told her, Sachi Mata, don't go to all these people and ask them what has happened. Your son Nimai, he has the best disease, Krishna Prem. Don't go to any of these nonsense people. But then Lord Chaitanya laughed, smiled, he looked at Sachi Mata, then he looked at Shivas Thakur and said, Shivas, if you had told me that I have imbalance of air, I would have gone and jumped in Ganga and given up my life. Thank you for telling me that I am normal. So then Mahaprabhu's kirtans would become so ecstatic. At one point of time, you know, they started the nocturnal kirtans. The night time they would do kirtan whole night at Shivas Thakur's house. And then a lot of things happened. Then some of the neighbors got very upset. You know, if you do whole night kirtan, neighbors, they have important time, no, sleeping. So they couldn't sleep. So then they started complaining. Then some of them said, we'll break Shivas Thakur's house and throw it in Ganga. And because now the Nawab, the Muslim king, will come and he'll destroy us because of Shivas. So Shiva Sakur is feeling scared also and sad also to see, scared for the Navadvip passes, that what if the king comes and destroys our house because we are doing kirtan? What will happen to these people like that? For that time, Lord Chaitanya came to Shiva Sakur's house. And Mahaprabhu made a very famous declaration. He said, this is the power of Harinam Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu told Shivas that, why are you afraid of this Qazi? The Qazi will come and break. Don't worry. Let the Qazi come. And when he comes, we will do only Kirtan. And I will challenge the Qazi. I will tell the Qazi that you get all your Maulvis, all your priests, get all your goats, animals, horses, elephants, get all of them in front of me. And I'll tell that Qazi, now read from your books, holy books, Quran and all the books, Hadith, read. And let us see if these animals, anything happens to them. Nothing will happen. Then I will start singing Hare Krishna Kirtan. Mahaprabhu is telling Shivas. And then when we start chanting Kirtan, all these animals will start jumping and dancing in ecstasy. And then Mahaprabhu said, you want proof? And then Mahaprabhu touched Narayani. Narayani was Shivas Thakur's niece. She was a small 4-year-old girl. And Mahaprabhu just touched her. And said, Narayani, chant Krishna. You know, when Mahaprabhu touched her, it was like electric current. So, you know, like when she got Mahaprabhu's touch, she started jumping, rolling on the ground, dancing, torrents of tears coming from her eyes. And she was saying, Krishna, Krishna. And everybody is watching stunned. So she was a very, very blessed recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And Narayani eventually went on to become the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is a biographer of Lord Chaitanya and who is mentioning these pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavata. So like this, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very, very nectarine. And Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord, and also at the same time, as he is displaying his godhood and unparalleled ecstasy, he is also very humble, in the servant mood. And not just after he became devotee, even when he was not devotee, in the sense, even when he was a scholar, he emphasized on the principle of humility. In fact, you know, many times devotees, when we are preaching, we have to learn lesson how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, we have to sometimes defeat atheistic people, right? When we are preaching, sometimes debate happens. So the principle Lord Chaitanya has given us, how he defeated whom? Very famous Digvijay Pandit. What was his name? So Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he would defeat all the scholars. It's a very nice verse. You can repeat after me. Sarva Shastra Sarva Pandita Pai Parajay Vinaya Bangita Karo Dukha Nahi Hoy. Sarva Shastra Sarva Pandita Pai Parajay. Sab haar jate the Mahaprabhu ke samne. So how would Mahaprabhu smash them? Vinaya Bangita Karo. Vinaya. With humility he would smash them. what a way of smashing someone. So how he demonstrated this, very interesting. When Keshav Kashmiri came there, Keshav Kashmiri was a Digvijay Pandit. He had conquered all directions and he had a Vijay Patra. Whoever defeated by him has to sign, I am defeated by Keshav Kashmiri. I surrender. So he came to Navadvip. So many Navadvip, all the great scholars and all from Navadvip ran away. They said, "Arey, abhi iske baad kaun debate karega Keshav Kashmiri ke saath?" So Navadvip ka reputation was at stake. So they said, and that time Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya was not, he was just 13-year-old, young boy. They said, let us put Nimai Pandit in front. If he defeats Keshav Kashmiri, great. Bada amara Navadvip ka reputation ho jayega. And if he loses, we'll say, bachcha tha, bachcha ko hara ke gaya Keshav Kashmiri. So nothing to lose. So and Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya is so amazing. He humbled Keshav Kashmiri, but public mein nahi kiya. अकेले में प्राइवेटली उसको हराया ताकि उसका ईगो भी सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट भी रखा. बिकॉज केशव कश्मीरी यूज टू गो विद अ बिग ट्रूप. ही हैड अ बिग कैरावान. हंड्रेड्स ऑफ ब्राह्मण्स वुड बी चैंटिंग मंत्रास एंड वुड बी इन अ पैलेंक्विन. ही वाज सच अ बिग स्कॉलर. सो व्हेन ही केम ही सॉ केशव कश्मीरी केम एंड निमाय पंडित इज विद हिज फ्रेंड्स विद हिज स्टूडेंट्स इज टीचिंग. एंड केशव कश्मीरी हैड हर्ड अबाउट निमाय पंडित. निमाय पंडित वॉज अ प्रिकोशियस चाइल्ड, अ ग्रेट स्कॉलर. एट द एज ऑफ 12 ही कुड डिफीट ऑल द बिगेस्ट भट्टाचार्यज एंड स्कॉलर्स ऑफ नवद्वीप. फॉर दोज़ ऑफ यू डोंट नो, नवद्वीप एट दैट टाइम वॉज लाइक नाउ व्हाट वी हैव ऑक्सफर्ड एंड हार्वर्ड. इट वॉज द सेंटर ऑफ स्टडीज इन एंटायर सदर्न एशिया. East Asia, everybody used to talk about Navadvip as the center of highest center for learning. So and Nimai Pandit is one of the greatest scholars there. So Keshav Kashmiri is there. So he looks at, he sees Nimai Pandit with his students. And Lord Chaitanya offers all respects to Keshav Kashmiri. And he says, you are such a great scholar. Our city, our town is blessed to have you. So Keshav Kashmiri says, yes, yes, I've come. And who are you? So then the students immediately say, oh, great Pandit, he's Nimai Pandit, our teacher. So Keshav Kashmiri says, oh, you are that Nimai Pandit who is teaching Kalapa Vyakaran. Basically, Srila Prabhupada writes a purport there that Keshav Kashmiri was using, this is psychologically, they try to make a person insignificant. So he was trying to bluff. Prabhupada says, he was trying to bluff Lord Chaitanya that you are simply, teaching some basic grammar. You don't know much like that. So Lord Chaitanya could have said, no, I'm a great teacher. No, what Lord Chaitanya said? Yes, actually my students also don't understand what I teach. I also don't know what to teach properly. But you have come here. And Mahaprabhu tells him, you are so great. Kaha tumi sarva shastra kavitve praveen. Are kaha aap? Sab shastra mein praveen hai. Praveen matlab very qualified, intelligent. कहां तुम्हें सर्व शास्त्र कवित्वे प्रवीण कहां आमी सबे शिशु पढ़ूया नवीन. I'm a naya bachcha. I'm Naveen, you are Praveen. I'm new. And sabe shishu, I'm just a child in front of you. I don't know anything. Why don't you please glorify Mother Ganga is flowing here. You please glorify, no? We will hear from you. We want to hear from you. See, Mahaprabhu's strategy. Agar usko udhari humble kya hota na, see, Keshav Kashmiri would not have become humbled. Usko humble karne ke liye na pehle usko chadhane ka. See, if a person falls from this height, ye height se hum log girte to chot lagta hai. But if you fall from the old height se girenge to lagega na. So Mahaprabhu ne bola abhi humble kar diya to fir usko upar le jane ka thoda. Are aap kitne bade, aap thoda sunao. So then Keshav Kashmiri, theek hai Ganga. And Keshav Kashmiri was so intelligent. Without any problem, on the spot, it's not that he took out his notes like we take out to read. On the spot, he looked at Mother Ganga, rattled off 100 original Sanskrit verses right there and then. And all the 100 verses are filled with technical Sanskrit expertise. He just started like a nectarine and all the students are hearing. And after he finished the 100 verses, Keshav Kashmiri was like, he was actually Goddess Saraswati had blessed him. She had come in his dream also and she had told him that whenever you speak, I will be there in your tongue. So what power he had, he was empowered by Goddess Saraswati. So he was rattled off 100 verses and then it finished. And then Mahaprabhu looked at him and said, Tumara Kavita Shloka बुजीते कार शक्ति. वाह, क्या कविता सुनाया आपने. और उसमें कितनी शक्ति है. How much strength and power in these verses that you composed. And your composition is so good, O Keshav Kashmiri, that it is so powerful that तुम्हारा कविता श्लोका बुजीते कार शक्ति तुम्ही भाल जन अर्थ किंवा सरस्वती. दो ही लोग समझ सकते, एक आप और एक गॉडस सरस्वती. You saw what Mahaprabhu is doing? So Prabhupada writes in the purport there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sarcastic, vengya. And then Srila Prabhupada clarifies, we also, so sometimes devotees get wrong kind of inspiration. So Prabhupada clarifies there that Mahaprabhu can do sarcastic because he is Supreme Lord. So we will also go and try to, make fun of others and try to show that we are better. No, Mahaprabhu can do that. So then Mahaprabhu says, fantastic composition, fantastic, excellent. So now, can you please, so you had already composed 100 verses, right? So so then Nimai Pandit says, now, O Digvijay Pandit, your composition is so expert, so good. Now, can you please tell the wonderful qualities of your verses and the faults in those verses? When Keshav Kashmiri hears the word false, he gets angry. He says, how dare you say false? Who are you? You are an ordinary grammar teacher. How dare you say my composition is false? Viprakaye shloke nahi doshera abhas. Abhas bhi nahi hai dosh ka, ek trace bhi nahi hai. Viprakaye shloke nahi doshera abhas. Upamalankara guna kichu anupras. My composition has all these qualities. Upma, alankar, anupras. What is upma? Not what you are thinking. You are thinking upma, rasam, chutney. No, none of that upma. So, Keshav Kashmiri is saying, my composition has what? Upma. Upma means analogies. Alankar. Alankar is in alliteration. There are some technical decoration parts of the Sanskrit composition. And alliteration is anupras. So, he says, all this thing is there. And what do you know? So, Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport there. He says, Keshav Kashmiri was trying to bluff Lord Chaitanya by using the logic that only a lawyer can debate with a lawyer, only a doctor can debate with a doctor. So you are nobody compared to me, so you have no right to debate or discuss with me. He was trying to not have the debate only. You are not qualified, you are an ordinary grammar teacher. And you only said that you are a simple ordinary teacher. So when Mahaprabhu heard that from Keshav Kashmiri, Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I am not qualified, you are right. So that's why I am asking you, you only tell the faults and the good qualities. Again he was angry. So then he said, no, my composition has no faults. How dare you say that my composition is false? Can you see faults in that? So then Mahaprabhu says, Nahi padi alankara kuryachi shravan. I have not studied alankar like you, but I hear a lot. Very humbly Mahaprabhu says, Nahi padi alankara kuryachi shravan. Tate yai shloke dekhi bahu dosha gun. Therefore, I can see lot of gun also and lot of dosha also in this one verse. The 64th verse, for example, Mahaprabhu started quoting the verse. Mahatvam gangayam satatam idam. There is a verse where he is comparing Mother Ganga coming out from the head of Lord Shiva like that. So, Keshav Kashmiri is shocked. He said, what? I just rattled them off in one go, and you remember the 64th verse? So Mahaprabhu said, yeah, some people by Lord's mercy can compose, and some people by Lord's mercy can hear and remember. So I remembered. that's why I'm telling you, why don't you just say the good qualities and faults of this one verse, 64th verse? And Mahaprabhu chanted that verse. So Keshav Kashmiri was shaken. Are, isko to yaad hai. So he said, no, there is no fault. But you are showing off so much. Okay, you only say, what is there? Let me see, how can you say there is any fault? So then Mahaprabhu very humbly started, first pointing out the good qualities, and then Mahaprabhu said, in this verse there is a fault of avimrishta videyamsha dosha, which is unclean predicate. So in English, you know, in grammar we say, this man is learned. So this man means subject. He is learned, he is predicate. Sentence has subject and the predicate. So subject should come before predicate. If I say learned is this man, that means the known thing, the man is coming after what is unknown. So then it is following this dosha, unclean predicate, avimrishta vidya. So Mahaprabhu started in from one verse, Mahaprabhu gave examples of unclean predicate. He was like, what? He was shocked. And then Mahaprabhu said, avimrishta vidyamsha dosha is not the only dosha. There is bhagna krama. There is a broken order. Like in the first line, the letter tha you have used 5 times. And second line there is bha. And third line there is no alliteration. And the fourth, again there is alliteration. So there is broken order. He is like shocked. And then Mahaprabhu started saying more and more technically faults in that one verse. And then punarukti. He says repetition of some words. Like he says dhitiya lakshmir iva. So he says, Mahaprabhu says you should have said, no, what he says, you know, in that composition, he says, what is that phrase, Mahaprabhu? Bhavani Bhartur. So, Keshav Kashmiri says that Ganga is on the head of Lord Shiva and she's coming from there. So, he is saying Bhavani Bhartur. So he's referring like Bhavani means what? Husband of, wife of Lord Shiva is Bhavani. Bharta means husband. So he's saying that Ganga is flowing from the head of husband of wife of Lord Shiva. Mahaprabhu is catching this technique. Basically poetic only. Bhavani, Bhartu means husband. Bhavani is Parvati's name. But Bhavani means wife of Lord Shiva. So Mahaprabhu is saying, how can you say that Ganga is flowing from the head of the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva? That means you are trying to say Mother Parvati is unchaste? It is like saying, Lord Chaitanya is giving an example. Give charity in the hand of that husband of the wife of the Brahmana. That means that wife of the Brahmana has some other husband. So this mistake is there. Like that Mahaprabhu started giving all the mistakes in that one verse. And then you are shocked. And then Mahaprabhu started saying also the good points. Oh, you are saying, you know what he said in that composition? He said in this Ganga, like, you know, we say in Ganga, lotus flowers grow, right? But what Keshav Kashmiri had done in his amazing composition, he had said that Lord Vishnu's feet is lotus and from lotus Ganga has come. So Mahaprabhu is saying, kya banaya aapne kavita? Generally, bolte hain Ganga mein lotus aata hai, par aapne bola lotus mein Ganga aaya. No, this is your amazing composition. Like that he glorifies also. Like, you know, we say sandwich formula, appreciate, give feedback, then appreciate. Mahaprabhu, the original founder of that, he gave very good feedback to Keshav Kashmiri. And then, and after saying all this, Mimai Pandit's students, they started laughing because they saw ki isko popat kar diya, uska ara diya. So then, immediately Mimai Pandit looked at his student and said, don't laugh. He corrected them. So they all became quiet. And now, it was Keshav Kashmiri's turn to respond, right? When you are false point, then you have to give a chance now. So Mahaprabhu is listening. Aap boli hai abhi, sunna hai. So Keshav Kashmiri wants to speak now and refute. And what happens? Blank. He just is not able to say anything. Kahite chahaye kichhu na aise uttar tabe vichariye mane ha ya phanphar. Phanphar matlab, jaisa hum bolte na, he just got blank. Phanphar ho gaya. He wanted to give uttar. Kahite chahaye, he wanted to give a lot of clarification, justification, but nothing, blank. And he's thinking, Mother Saraswati is not helping me. Why is she not helping me? I want to refute this boy's arguments. I'm not getting any answer. See, Srila Prabhupada was also genius. Srila Prabhupada was not a scientist academically, but he could debate with scientists. Why? Koriyachi Shravan. He had heard from his spiritual master, so he could confidently debate with scientists. And this, Baldev Prabhupada was giving example of the reporters challenging. Sometimes reporters would ask very challenging questions to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would, because he is empowered by Lord Chaitanya. Like one reporter said, what is this? You are Swamiji going in all these big airplanes. You should not go like travel like that. Why are you traveling in this jet plane? Srila Prabhupada could have given answer that, you know, we are going to preach and all that. But what answer he gave? Baldev Prabhu said, where if it written? For that he gave that answer to that Hindu person. But when the reporter challenged, why you are traveling in this jet plane? Srila Prabhupada said, you people are committing sinful activities at such a fast pace. To catch you, I have to travel faster than you. What an answer, you know. So once in London, there is a newspaper, there is a television interviewer. He was known, very famous for making his hosts very uncomfortable, very embarrassing questions he would ask. He would make them very uncomfortable. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, oh Swami, you are from all this Vedic Hindu religion. Do you believe in hell? Yes, believe in hell. And Srila Prabhupada immediately said, yes, your London is hell. After that, that reporter was, the whole interview was quiet. But, you know, we quote this pastime and we enjoy it. But actually, if you hear the whole interview, after this, Srila Prabhupada appreciated London. In the same interview, he said London is hell, but he glorified the Britishers. He said how they have made an empire all over the world. See, we should remember that also. We just like to take, only where Prabhupada smashed. There are many interviews where Prabhupada is smashing also and very gracious also. We just pick and choose, you know. Anyway, So Srila Prabhupada was like that because he heard from his guru. And he could, like once one reporter challenged him, you are a Swamiji and you are going in this limousine car. How can you go in limousine car? So Srila Prabhupada said, see, for a guru, even if you get a gold car, that is less. Reporter chup ho gaya, abhi kya bolega? So Srila Prabhupada, of course, you are genuinely humble. Like when that reporter challenged him once, so you are speaking about all this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So you are Brahmana? You are the topmost? Srila Prabhupada immediately said, no, I am not the Brahmana class, I am the fifth class. I am lower than all the four, I am a servant of all the four class. And this is not a clever answer, this is a genuine answer. See, the proof of Srila Prabhupada's genuine humility is when in New York, one man challenged in front of a big crowd. Okay, you have to understand the background. There was one very famous singer and new age leader there called Allen Ginsberg. He was promoting drugs and he was a big leader amongst the hippies. And Allen Ginsberg in 1960s used to promote homosexuality and he was a very weird person. And he had started becoming devotee and started chanting Hare Krishna. And he used to advocate drugs also. Now, and in the public, in front of everyone, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, are you Allen Ginsberg's guru? Now look at this. Immediately, Srila Prabhupada says yes. If he says yes, that means he is endorsing what Allen Ginsberg is doing. And if he says no, then he will be alienating Allen Ginsberg because he is showing some interest. Abhi usko bura lagega na, are mere guru nahi hai bol rahe. So now, it is not a moment for clever answer. You could think of some clever answer. But Srila Prabhupada, when he was challenged like that, are you Allen Ginsberg's guru? Immediately Srila Prabhupada spontaneously unke heart se kya nikla? I am nobody's guru. I am everybody's servant. Including Allen Ginsberg's servant. I am Allen Ginsberg. So Prabhupada, it's a very endearing and honest answer. And it also a perfect answer also. So when you are in that mood, na, then we are empowered. So Lord Chaitanya, after he spoke this, Keshav Kashmiri couldn't say anything. And then he was so embarrassed. And look at Lord Chaitanya, how he nicely took care of Keshav Kashmiri. He said, after everything was stopped, he said, actually Keshav Kashmiri ji, you know, there are faults in even Bhava Bhuti, Jayadev Goswami. If you read, you can find faults anywhere and everywhere. But what is the use of finding faults? Actually, your composition is super excellent. Tumi bada pandita maha kavi shiro mani, yandra muke bai raya oiche kavya vani. What Mahaprabhu is saying? Tumi bada pandit, not only bada pandit, you are not only kavi, you are mahakavi. You are not only mahakavi, amongst mahakavis, you are the best shiromani. Look at the praise. Tumhe bada pandit mahakavi shiromani, yandra muke bhai raya aiche kavyavani, and all nectar is coming from your mouth. And your composition is, tumara kavita yena ganga jal dhar, tuma sama kavi kotha nahi dekhiyar. I have not seen a poet like you. Your poetry is like Ganga, flowing so beautifully. Like that, Mahaprabhu honors him and sends him. And then Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati comes in his dream and tells him that, today I did not help you because today you are blessed by my master. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So then Keshav Kashmiri comes and he gives up his debating habit and he goes on to become a very important Acharya in the Nimbarka Sampradaya. He becomes the 24th in the disciplic succession and he gives up all his debating. So we should never criticize Keshav Kashmiri. He is a great Vaishnava. And then after the end of this pastime, Kaviraj Goswami quotes Trinadapi Suni Chena verse and then he says, Urdva Bahu Kari Kaho Shuno Sarva Loka Nama Sutre Gantipura Kanteya Shloka. I raise my arms and I declare and I beg all of you, put the Trinadapi Suni Chena verse on your neck always. And Nama Sutre Gantipura, just like holy name, it is, you know, just a garland as a thread which binds a garland. So similarly, this Trinadapi Suni Chena is the thread that binds. So like that, there are many, many pastimes of Mahaprabhu. We'll end now with briefly with the conclusion. I just want to share that there is so much we can discuss about Lord Chaitanya. And today being a very special day, we can meditate now. And this humility which Lord Chaitanya is teaching, I just want to conclude in just 5 minutes now about the theme which Mahaprabhu is teaching us about how we should have always the mood of humility and we should be in the mood of service to devotees. In this mood, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, then we will be able to move from our bhakti right now may be in the head space. We may be only, you know, practicing bhakti in the mood of trying to control, trying to figure out, trying to achieve. But bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is actually not achieved, it is received. So to receive, we need to be in the heart space. And because only then, you know, when we get mercy, we can understand Krishna consciousness. There are some great Madhva scholars, Madhva Sampradaya. It's shocking. Our Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj was saying in one recent class I was hearing. He says they read Bhagavatam, these scholars. And after reading Bhagavatam also, they say Bhagavatam doesn't talk about Krishna Prem. They are convinced that there is no Krishna. They say, oh, it is Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. And so this Maharaj asked him, how can you say that? So this scholar is saying, see, Bhishma is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that one verse where Dharma Artha Kama Moksha comes. So he has taken that verse. So Maharaj is telling us that this scholar is not able to understand that same Bhishma is glorifying gopis. Same Bhishma is saying, let my rati be, mati be fixed on Krishna. There is so much Krishna prem in Bhagavatam, but, you know, like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, na, Bhagavatam is like Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti served the devotees, but the demons, she fooled them. She bewildered them. So, Bhagavatam, devotees will relish. But those who are atheistic or those who are only scholarly and intellectual, they may miss the actual nectar of what is there in Bhagavatam. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there, then we'll understand Bhagavatam ka rasa. Otherwise, we'll tattva mein atke rahenge. Tattvavadi hai sab. The tattvavadis may not understand prema. But when we have prema, then everything is there. Tattva is also included in that. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu vande balopiya danugraha tare nana matagraha vyaptam siddhanta sagaram. Siddhant ka sagar, philosophy ka ek agar bada ocean hai. There are many deadly crocodiles in that ocean. Even a child can cross over that ocean easily if you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So therefore, prema is greater than jnana. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. That doesn't mean we don't study scriptures, but we study scriptures only in the mood that we want prema. We want, and that is what we are seeking. I would like to conclude with this one lecture of Srila Prabhupada, which I have heard many times. I have often speak about this. There is Srila Prabhupada lecture he gave on July 5th, 1971 in Los Angeles. It's there on YouTube. It's a 32-minute class. Actually, there are two classes, 32 minutes. But this class, July 5, 1971, it's only half recording is there. So 15 minutes class. And it's such a powerful class. And the title of that class is Just Learn to Love Krishna. You'll get it on YouTube. Very beautiful class. So in that class, Prabhupada speaks the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to South India. And there this Brahman, everybody is making fun of this Brahman because he's reading Bhagavad Gita. He's illiterate. And when he's illiterate and he's still reading Bhagavad Gita, everybody is making fun of him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and says that everybody is making fun of you, you are illiterate and you are still reading. So he understands Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not making fun. He says, yeah, I'm reading because my guru has ordered me to read. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, your guru has ordered you, that's why you are reading, but you are illiterate. But I see you are not only reading, you are crying also, you have tears in your eyes. So then Prabhupada is saying, this Brahmana said, I am not simply reading, I am not even seeing, I am actually feeling. So then Lord Chaitanya said, what is that? What is feeling? So then the Brahmana said, Srila Prabhupada says, I am seeing that Krishna has become driver of his devotee Arjuna. So I am feeling, oh, my Krishna is so nice. My Krishna is so kind that he has become driver of his devotee. So when I feel like that, I start crying. But then, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He embraced that Brahman and said that you actually know the Bhagavad Gita. And then Srila Prabhupada, after saying this, past time Prabhupada said, this is our goal. We want to develop loving feelings for Krishna. Otherwise, shrama evahi kevalam. Otherwise, so Prabhupada says, you know, in that class he says, what is the success in bhakti? You know, many of you want to know, am I successful? What is the success criteria in bhakti? Like we say, na, ki, abhi kaise manu padega, I'm successful in bhakti mein. Srila Prabhupada says, success criteria is simple. If you start feeling, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is so nice. Krishna is so kind. Srila Prabhupada repeats this many times in the class about feeling. If you can feel this, Krishna is so nice. Krishna is so kind. that Krishna has become chariot driver of Arjuna. If you can feel like Krishna is so nice, then we are successful in bhakti. I know some of you may feel that, Prabhuji, I don't feel Krishna is so nice. That is because we are thinking Krishna is driving Arjuna's chariot. You start seeing how Krishna is driving the chariot of your life. Then you start seeing how Krishna is so nice. Because our chariot also, Krishna only is driving. Last year, October 23rd, October ka mahine mein, Andhra Pradesh, two train drivers, pilot as well as co-pilot, both of them were watching cricket, IPL I think, something they are watching on phone. And that train crashed into one train which is already stationary. And 15 people were killed. This is Railway Minister's official statement. So we are traveling so many times in train, plane. So who is actually driving? Krishna is driving the chariot of our life. So we can always feel, no, Krishna is so nice. Krishna is so kind. So therefore, Mahaprabhu always teaching us this, that we want to develop this feeling. Mahaprabhu wanted us to learn about Krishna, know about Krishna. There is one purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada says, you cannot understand Krishna without being a lover of Krishna. So we want to develop loving feelings for Krishna. And Mahaprabhu himself gave less importance to knowledge compared to loving Krishna. Arajato yadi harim, tapasa tata kim. Narajato yadi harim, tapasa tata kim. Okay, I'll tell you one very important pastime, small pastime. When Mahaprabhu was not devotee, he was a scholar. That time in Navadvip, all of you know Sarvam Bhattacharya? Sarvam Bhattacharya is the greatest scholar, incarnation of Brihaspati, who is guru of devtas. So he had a disciple called Raghunath Shiromani. Raghunath Shiromani is such a great scholar that Sarvam Bhattacharya was also eclipsed by Raghunath Shiromani's commentary on Tattva Chintamani, which is like the book Gangesh Upadhyay from Bihar. Gangesh Mahopadhyay. He is a great scholar. His book is still referred to even today. And the commentary on this Tattva Chintamani by Raghunath Shiromani is considered as the greatest book, surpasses even Sarvam Bhattacharya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya himself was such a great scholar that this book was not available in Navadvip and Bihar. They were not, Mithila, they were not giving this book for Sarvam Bhattacharya to take it. Otherwise, Navadvip will become better than Mithila. So what he did, Sarvam Bhattacharya read that book, memorized it, came back to Navadvip and reproduced a copy, and then Navadvip became number one. He was so scholarly that he could memorize the book and come back and do it. And his disciple is Raghunath Shiromani. He was such a great scholar. And when he was 8-9 years older to Nimai Pandit. So when Nimai was 12, Raghunath Shiromani was 20-21, and that time Sarvam Bhattacharya was in Navadvip. And for some time Sarvam Bhattacharya was in Navadvip, and then he went to Puri. So that time, one day, young Nimai goes to Raghunath Shiromani's house in the evening time, and Raghunath Shiromani is cooking lunch. So Nimai Pandit says, "Hey Raghunath, you are cooking lunch? This is very late. Why are you cooking now?" So Raghunath Shiromani says, "You know, my guru, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he gave me a riddle yesterday. Nyaya, the logic is his field. And this question he gave, so I was trying to crack it. Whole day I spent, whole night I spent today, whole morning, just now I cracked it. I got the answer. So now I can eat. Also absorbed." So Nimai Pandit said, "Acha, what is that riddle?" So then Raghunath Shiromani explained the riddle. And when he just finished it, Nimai Pandit said, "Oh, the answer is like this." And Nimai Pandit gave the answer. And Raghunath Shiromani was like shocked. "Main to 36 ghanta lagaya uske upar." And you just, who told you the answer? Nimai Pandit said, "No, simple. Mahaprabhu gave the logic." He was shocked. But then he realized this Nimai Pandit is extraordinary. And after a few days, they were in the boat crossing Ganga they were going somewhere. So Raghunath Shiromani said, "Nimai Pandit, I am writing this commentary on Tattva Chintamani, and that's going to be the best book I am going to publish." So Nimai Pandit said, "I have already written a book on that." So Raghunath Shiromani said, "Really? What have you written? Can you share?" So Nimai Pandit said, "Okay, tomorrow we are crossing. No, I'll get the book. I'll show you." So then the next day they were crossing the Ganga. Nimai Pandit had this book. So then he explained to him his commentary on this book, Tattva Chintamani. So when Raghunath Shiromani heard this, he said, "My God, this is next level. Abhi ye book aa gaya to mera kaun padega?" So Raghunath's chehra pura latak gaya. And Lord Chaitanya is actually very sweet and innocent and pure. He said, "Raghunath, what happened? Why are you feeling so sad?" He said, "No, now you have written, now who will read my book?" "Are, don't worry, I just wrote like that only. Like for time pass, you know, exactly you wrote. Don't worry." And Mahaprabhu took that book, which you have already written, and put it in the Ganga. "Chalo, jaane do mera book. Hey, tum likho. Khush raho." We are so much nowadays hunting, and you know, nowadays the biggest disease is this Facebook followers and Instagram. What we all want, friends, viewers, you know, all that views. What about a disease there? Wanting followers, name, fame. Oh, ek nasha hai. Mahaprabhu is teaching na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Is practically demonstrating this. Krishna ka jo pyar mil gaya na, uske aage sab theeka hai. So therefore, like this, there are many, many things. There is no end to how much we can discuss about Lord Chaitanya. And I would like to conclude now by just saying, let us remember this mood of Srila Prabhupada, of always being in the mood of serving devotees and wanting Krishna Prem. Srila Prabhupada, in the last days, he was so sick in Vrindavan. The governor of Madras comes and tells Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, you come to our governor's bungalow in Madras. I will take care of you. Very, very good. Best doctors in South Asia are in Madras. We will take care of you. Prabhupada, come there. Prabhupada listens to him and says, you are very close to Indira Gandhi. So can you please tell her that my boys and girls who have come from America, they are very nice people. They are not CIA agents. Don't harass them. So here, Prabhupada's health is very bad. And the governor has come to tell him to take care of his health. And what is Prabhupada thinking of? His devotees. So then governor says, okay, I will talk to Indira Gandhi and all that. And finally, after finishing all of that, he says, okay, Swamiji, can you come to Madras? We will take care of you. Again, Prabhupada hears him. And Prabhupada, after he finishes, Prabhupada says, yes. Actually, you should understand, you should talk to Indira Gandhi that, you know, our boys, American boys, they should get this visa. The visa process should become make it easy. Can you do that? So the more he's talking about Srila Prabhupada's health and how he should recuperate, Prabhupada is talking about his devotees. So therefore, a true representative of Lord Chaitanya will always glorify Krishna and serve Krishna's devotees. Srila Prabhupada was always in this mood, the true representative of Lord Chaitanya, just in this mood, remember Lord Chaitanya today and aspire to be the servant of the Vaishnavas. And with deep gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, who has given us this Gaur Leela culture here. So that is why, you know, we have 3-hour class, 9 to 12 in our temple. Generally, festival lectures are 1 hour, 1.5 hours. But in our temple, the Janmashtami and Gaur Leela classes are, 2 speakers are generally there to continue that tradition. So we are very grateful to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada for giving us this culture of Gaur Leela. And in that gratitude, let us absorb ourselves today, the whole day, in glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So now we will have kirtan throughout the day, and today evening's program, you already know about that. Evening 6 p.m. there will be Abhishek, but before that we will be having our evening Gaur Purnima class starting 4:45 p.m. till 6 p.m. We have with us His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj. Guru Prasad Maharaj is currently the chairman of the GBC, so his coming morning class he gave in Chihu temple, so we agreed to come here also. So he will give class, so you all please join and hear him also. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.